This Red Hill Salukis football broadcast is a DLC Media production. This Salukis broadcast is brought to you by Blondie's and the Port, Larry Bob's Pizza, WTHI TV 10, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Jay's Hilltop, Casey State Bank, Rucker's Candy, Varner Service Center, Leggett Lumber, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Lawrence County Health Department, Bridgeport Banking Center, Sweet Teas, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, and Ford's Photography. Keep it tuned to 99.3 FM and 910 AM WAKO, The Legend, all season long for Red Hill Salukis Sports. And now we take you down to the field where we join the Salukis broadcast team of Adam Reinhart and Rob McKinley.
And good evening and welcome. We welcome you from Cumberland High School in Cumberland County. We are just between Greenup and Toledo on a beautiful evening here in central Illinois. And it's round two of the IHSA playoffs in Class A as the Red Hill Salukis with a 10-0 record take on the Cumberland Pirates, who are 8-2. We're coming to you from the Crow's Nest, or the press box here at Cumberland High School. With Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart, and Red Hill seeing a very tough opponent, a Cumberland Pirates team that defeated Decatur Lutheran last week 26-21 after losing to them in week one 16-0.
Right, they avenged that loss, and their other loss was in their final game of the season against Argenta Orianna. Argenta's playing Athens tomorrow, and the winner of this game will play either Athens or Argenta, so the Salukis have a tough battle tonight against a team that's got some size. They've got some speed. They like to throw the ball around a little bit, maybe a lot. Maybe not as much as last week. Pleasant Hill did last week. But this is a team they haven't played for 4 years. You played them 13 times when they're in the conference. But this is the biggest game these two schools have met in football.
Quarterback of the Pirates is Gabe Hatfield. He's a junior. Star running back is Ryan Yaw. He's a senior. And, of course, lots of other offensive firepower the Salukis will have to deal with. And, plus, you told me that they run a wishbone offense very similar to what Red Hill runs.
Yeah, they did. One of the films that Billy Gray saw, they ran the spread type thing. And then the next one, they ran the wishbone. And I think last week they said against Decatur, they ran the spread the first half and were ahead 26-7. Went to the wishbone the second half. It didn't score, but they won 26-21. Probably figuring that maybe when you run the wishbone, try to run clock off, you know. And I don't know if it almost backfired on them, I guess. But they did win 26-21. And Red Hill had a 46-20 win over Pleasant Hill after falling behind 6-0. Came back and dominated that ball game.
Cumberland comes in as the 10th seed in the playoffs. Of course, they beat the 7th seed. And, you know, based on the IHSA rules, that, you know, after the first round, whoever has hosted the fewest amount of times would host. And, of course, Red Hill was at home last week. Cumberland on the road. Had Decatur Lutheran won last week, we would be at home. But instead, Cumberland pulled it off. So we come to Cumberland High School. But, of course, the advantage of that is we play it on a Friday night because the two schools are within reasonable driving distance.
Right. And besides playing Decatur Lutheran and Argenta, they played. They beat Sullivan, Oco Valley, Sangamon Valley, Martinsville, Palestine, Oblong, Tri-County, and Villa Grove. So the teams they beat have winning record. Of course, Decatur Lutheran finished 7-3, Villa Grove 6-4, and Argenta is 9-1 now. So, they've beaten three teams that have basically had winning records. But so is Red Hill. They beat Marshall, Newton, and I believe it was. I'm thinking who the other team had a winning record.
Paris, yes. Of course, Newton still in the playoffs, as we'll discuss later. Marshall and Paris both eliminated, but three impressive wins for Red Hill, but also some impressive wins for Cumberland. So when we come back, I had a chance to speak with Billy Gray yesterday. You'll have a chance to listen to that conversation. We'll be back. This is Red Hill Saluki Football on The Legend.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People State Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at People State Bank. And it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People State Bank.
your community bank.
The Port and Blondies, two great places, now at one location, 1170 Adams Street in Bridgeport. Come in from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and try some of the area's best home-cooked food made to order for you and your family. They offer a special kids menu with kids 5 and under eating for free. Each child that dines in for the month of October will receive a free dish of ice cream after their meal. At the Port and Blondies, let them show you why they are the place to be.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, your locally owned and operated pharmacy, has been caring for Lawrence County residents for more than 30 years. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is the oldest continually operated pharmacy in our area. We're committed to providing the service and care that you can only find from a locally owned community pharmacy. I'm pharmacist Ernie Rolls at Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. See us today in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Sip It in Lawrenceville is now serving the freshest, coldest ice cream available in the United States. Sip It has acquired the technology to create nitrogen ice cream. Ice cream flash frozen with liquid nitrogen at a bone-chilling temperature of 320 degrees below zero. Now that is ice cream. Try Sip It's Nitro Ice Cream in your favorite flavors. Add your favorite mix-ins. Nitro Ice Cream, the coldest, most sinful treat available at Sip It, James Street, Lawrenceville, Illinois.
Welcome back to Saluki Football. I'm Adam Reinhardt here with Red Hill Football Coach Billy Gray. Week one of the playoffs in the books. You did fall behind early 6-0, but you responded quickly. Two long bombs from Chase Murray turned an early 6-0 deficit into a 46-21.
Yeah, you know, the team played great Saturday, and very proud of them, very happy with them. Did make a few mistakes, but overcame all those and were able to come home with a win.
We talked about this last week during the postgame, but you guys forced some key turnovers in your own territory. One, of course, was forcing a fumble on an otherwise good Pleasant Hill kickoff return, and another, Corbin Shoulders had a great interception near the end zone. I'm sure both those turnovers, not to mention the other turnovers you forced in the game, had to give your team a lift.
Oh, yeah, turnovers are huge in any game, but definitely in a playoff game. You know, all teams are so good once you make it to state playoffs. One turnover can change a game, so when you get two or three, it's a big deal. And as long as we can keep winning the turnover battle, I like our chances.
Of course, you know, the unique thing about the playoffs is you face teams that you're not necessarily familiar with, but now you got Cumberland, who actually used to be in the LIC. They left the conference, I think, in 2013, so your current group hasn't played them in varsity yet. What's it like playing a former conference member?
You know, playing a former conference member, a lot of times I tell you it's a lot of the same, but they got a new coaching staff up there since we played them last, so everything's a little different. You know, we know they've always had tough kids up there when they were in our conference, and to get a shot at another small school this close is exciting and fun, and hopefully we can go up there and play well and show them what the LIC football's like.
I was talking with Rob McKinley earlier this week. Gabe Hatfield, of course, is their quarterback. Ryan Yaw's a senior running back you'll have to deal with. And, you know, both those two guys, I think Rob said they run an offense very similar to what you guys run. So I'm sure it's going to be pretty interesting how your defense responds to that.
Yeah, they've got a lot of athletes on their team. They're maybe not as big as us pound-wise, but they got a lot of tall kids and seem to be pretty fast on film. Offensively, we've seen two different teams. We have two different films. They ran two completely different offenses. So with the wet track tomorrow, we're assuming we'll see their ground game more so than their air game. But with a big quarterback like that, it's easy to throw the ball around, or it's much easier to throw the ball around than with a shorter one. So we don't know what to expect, but we've prepared the kids for everything we've seen. And if they throw something different at us, we'll adjust to that as we can.
Of course, it was nice being home for week one. Of course, you know, even with the IHSA playoff seating, you know, a lot of times higher seeds do end up going on the road due to the IHSA rules. But, you know, the nice thing, I'm sure, is, you know, you get a relatively close school, at least within reasonable driving distance, rather than, you know, having to go 4 hours to the other side of Illinois, essentially.
Yeah, definitely. To be able to play this close to home, to be able to play it on a Friday night, it's exciting. You know, we don't have to worry about a four-hour bus ride and stopping halfway or feeding them multiple times. You know, less distractions this way. The less travel you have, the less distractions, and we're excited for that. You know, the IHSA State playoffs, they fall how they do. Last year we were on the road twice, and that was a tough 2 weeks, but this week's been much better.
Obviously, you're used to playing Friday during the regular season. Playoffs are traditionally on Saturday. Cumberland, as we said, you do have a Friday. I'm sure the kids have to like getting back to the Friday night, although, you know, playoffs, you're used to Saturday, so I guess there is a quick turnaround there, but I'm sure the kids like the idea of going ahead and playing it on Friday night, too.
There is a quick turnaround, and you know, we like Friday night, and I'm sure Cumberland does as well. We, you know, if we can win the ball game, then that allows us to go watch the other team on Saturday that we may play next week if we get there. And the kids are feeling the same way. I know a group of our our kids, if we win, have planned to go up and watch Athens and Argenta. And it's just a different atmosphere once you get into the playoffs, whether it's Friday night or Saturday. I typically like them to be on Saturdays, but in this situation, Friday kind of helps us a little more.
All right, thank you very much, Coach, and good luck.
Thank you.
That's Billy Gray. We'll be back. This is Red Hill Football on the Ledge. Back at Cumberland High School with Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart. Of course, it's round two of the IHSA State Football Playoffs. Here's some of the other games going on in Class A for the second round. Number one, Tuscola, is on the road at Brown County, the number 9 seed. That will be tomorrow at 2 p.m. Camp Point Central, the number 5 seed, is at number 4, Carrollton. That will be tomorrow at 1 p.m. And, of course, Athens at Argenta, the number 6 seed, at the number 3 seed tomorrow at 2 p.m. And the winner of this game between Red Hill and Cumberland will play the Athens-Argenta winner. And also in Class 3A, Newton is on the road as the number 8 seed at number 16 Pleasant Plains. That'll be tomorrow at 2 p.m. And that's after Pleasant Plains upset number 1 Trenton Wesleyan 51-20, the number 1 seed in Class 3A.
And this game tonight, I believe it's the only 1A game that's on a Friday night.
I think that's right.
So,
of course, a lot more games going on over in Indiana tonight with the sectional championships. In Class A, it's Eastern Green at North Central. Neither team's lost on the field, although Eastern Green has forfeited 3 games. In Class 2A, it's Southridge at Evansville Modern Day. In Class 3A, it's Evansville Memorial at Gibson Southern. That's the number 1 Gibson Southern team versus the number 4 team, Evansville Memorial, so that should be a pretty good game. In Class 4A, it's another all-Evansville battle, Bossiette Central. And then in Class 5A, it's the Battle of Terre Haute, South at North.
Yeah, that's going to be a big game over there in Terre Haute. And so the Salukis take the field from they were down in the under the goalpost. Now they take the field onto the sidelines. Cumberland has yet to come back out, so I think they're getting ready to come back. There's a tent back down here on their left side, and I'm wondering if they're inside there.
Well, this Cumberland team, of course, as you say, has a lot of very impressive wins. Of course, they're one of their only 2 losses, as we said earlier, was against Decatur Lutheran, and they avenged that loss with a victory in the first round of the playoffs. As we take a look at their schedule, they defeated Sullivan Oak Hall Valley 43-7, beat Sangamon Valley 44-6, won over Martinsville 48-6, Palestine Co-op with Hudsonville, they beat them 47-0. Oblong, they won 41-6. Tri-County, they won 63-12. Villa Grove and Heritage, they beat them 41-20. And, of course, last week in the playoffs, they beat Decatur Lutheran 26-21. One of their only other loss was against Argenta. They're the third seed in the playoffs, and they won that game, or they lost that game 44-26.
And that was the last game of the regular season. So they lost their first game of the regular season, last game of the regular season, so...
We're about a minute away from kickoff. We will take one more break, and we'll be back with the kickoff between Red Hill and Cumberland. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Red Hill Football on the Legend.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
You're listening to Saluki Football on the Legend, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
And we are back at Cumberland High School. We're just seconds away from kickoff. Red Hill is going to kick the ball away first, and Cumberland will receive.
Cumberland going from our left to our right. I think this is an east-west football field. Looks like Drew Moore probably doing the kicking off for the Salukis. I can't see who's back deep for Cumberland. Can't see the numbers.
It looks like it's number 7, Tyson McGee, at least one of the 3.
And probably number maybe 81, Ryan Yaw.
Yep. So we are set to go here. Crowd standing. We're ready for the kickoff. Here's the signal by Drew Moore, and Moore kicks it away. And that's going to be picked up at about the 12-yard line. He goes past the 15, tries to make his way around. He beats one defender, goes past the 20, past the 30, and he gets wrapped up at around the 30-yard line. And that was number 2, Miles Gerhardt, on the return. And Cumberland will take over at about their own 30-yard line. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by People's State Bank, your community bank, Carla Richland Memorial Hospital, now offering full-time cardiology just a heartbeat away, and by Larry Bob's Pizza, Lawrence County's Pizza.
So they're going to start in the spread offense with one quarterback and one running back back there.
And they'll start at the 30-yard line. Gabe Hatfield in the shotgun to start there in the spread offense. Hatfield takes a snap. He's going to fire to his left, and that's going to be caught, but he's wrapped up short of the line of scrimmage. And there was a fight for the ball, but I think he was down. And that pass was complete.
Stop. I didn't shoot.
Looked like they threw that one to number 2, Miles Gerhardt.
And
he was tackled for a loss. Looked like he lost about 3 on that play. So that will bring up 2nd down and 13, roughly 13. Gabe Hatfield back in the spread offense and in the shotgun. He's got 2 receivers to the right and 1 to the left. Hatfield waits and takes the snap. He rolls out to the right. He beats one defender. He keeps rolling to his right and gets wrapped up at about the 28-yard line.
That was number 81, Ryan Yaw, I believe.
So Ryan Yaw with that carry, and that will bring up 3rd down and about 12.
He got the yardage lost, 3rd and 10, it looks like, doesn't it?
Yep.
3rd and 10 from the 30.
Some people in our press box didn't think he gained anything, but yes, they are going to spot the ball right back at the 30. So he did gain the
3
yardage
lost
that he lost
on the pass play.
So 3rd and 10.
These are the big plays on 3rd and long. You got to stop something. You can't let them get big plays or anything like that.
That's right. Hatfield back in the shotgun. 2 receivers on both sides. Hatfield takes a snap, drops back, protection, fires it to his left, and it's incomplete. Miles Gerhardt was the intended target, but he's unable to come up with it, and that will bring up 4th down and Cumberland, 3 and out in their first possession, and they will be forced to punt.
Good defensive series to start for the Salukis. A loss on a three-yard loss on a pass play, 3-yard gain and an incomplete pass, and I don't see the kicker's number.
Looks like it's number 7, Tyson McGee.
Okay.
So Tyson McGee will drop back to punt for the Cumberland Pirates.
So Drew Moore back at about the 40.
Tyson McGee waits. Here's the snap. Here's the punt. He just barely gets it out in time. Drew Moore is just going to let it bounce inside the 35 down to almost the 26, and Cumberland will down it right there. So Red Hill, after forcing a 3rd and out, or 3 and out, will take over at about their own 26. This broadcast also brought to you by Citizens National Bank of Albion. No better banking. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County's only locally owned pharmacy, caring for you and about you. And Sanders Family Chiropractic, Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa Sanders, here to handle all of your back and neck pain. 1st and 10 coming up for the Salukis at their own 26-yard line.
And they are in the wishbone.
As usual. So Chase Murray under center now. Receiver on the left takes the snap. He's going to hand it off to Landon Florkowski. Florkowski goes up the middle and gets wrapped up at about the 36-yard line.
He got close to a 1st down, didn't he? No, he's got about the 33 or 34. I think he picked up about
8 yards, I think, maybe less.
Let's give him 7, I think.
They're going to spot the ball at about the 34-yard line, it looks like.
Yeah. 3rd and 2nd and 2, 2nd and 3 in that general range.
And the scoreboard marks him at the 33.
So that'll be 2nd and 3 then, probably.
Chase Murray back in the wishbone. 3 backs behind him. No receivers on either side. Takes the snap. Hands it off again. They go up the middle. They got a 1st down, and they get wrapped up at about the 43-yard line.
That was Drew Moore.
So Drew Moore on that carry, and that is the Salukis' first down of the game.
And he got about 10 on that play.
They spot the ball at the 43. So Red Hill pretty much doing what they've always done, the wishbone formation, pretty much keeping it on the ground. 1st and 10 at the 43 for the Salukis on their own 43. Wishbone again, Chase Murray under center. Murray takes a snap, hands it off to Florkowski. He goes to the right side. He's got some room. He's got a 1st down and maybe more, and he gets wrapped up inside the 35 of Cumberland, and that's a big-time gain. He got down to about the 33, so about a About a 27-yard pickup, roughly. That's a first down and more as they move the chains. And they'll mark the ball at the 34 officially.
So they gave them 23 yards.
First and 10 for the Slokies. They're already in Cumberland territory. They're at the 34. Chase Murray under center. They're in the wishbone again. Chase Murray takes the snap. Hands it off to Gavin Smith. They go up the middle, and they get wrapped up at about the 31-yard line, so about a pickup of three there.
Yeah, he got hit right at the line of scrimmage low, but he kept moving. He picked up 3 yards, it looks like.
So second and about seven coming up for the Salukis. Again, Red Hill comes into this game 10-0, Cumberland 8-2, and they used to be in the same conference until the 2013 season. Second and seven coming up from the 31. Murray under center again. They're in the wishbone. This time they have a receiver to the right. Murray takes the snap, hands it off again, this time to Drew Moore. He goes up the middle. I think he's got a first
down.
He's
inside the 25.
That should be enough for a first down. It's going to be very close at least.
He's at the 31. He's got
in about seven.
He got the first down.
Yep, they do move the chains.
You got it. So you got a good about 7 yards on it. So
big crowd on hand for the Salukis. If you can see, Rob, the Red Hill stands are very small, but a lot of fans are standing
like
on both sides.
They said limited seating, but from the from that 50-yard line to down the fence line on both sides is full.
But they do travel well.
Yes,
Saluki
they do.
Nation. Chase Murray takes a snap. He's going to hand it off to Landon Florkowski. They go up the middle and got about a couple yards there before being wrapped up. So that will bring up second and about 9 or 8, depending on where they spot the ball.
And about 2 yards, second and 8.
7:45 to go here in the first quarter. Salukis with the ball, their first possession of the game. No score, but the Salukis looking to change that.
I mean, four down territory.
Yep. Second and 8 from the 22. This time they go in the spread formation. Chase Murray under center, receiver to the left, takes a snap, pitch to Florkowski. He rolls out to the right, breaks a tackler, and gets very close to a first down, but I don't think he got it. He got pushed out of bounds.
He's close to the sticks. They dropped the sticks over there because that's where he was getting to. So I think he's about a yard short where that one official's standing. So I think they're going to maybe measure.
Yeah, they are blowing the whistle here, so it's not a timeout. They're just going to measure to see if it's a first down. It's going to have been, too, where they spot the ball.
There's a player, I think, coming out. I don't know if his helmet came off or what, but he's...
He's being helped off by one of the coaches.
So he got about 6 yards on the play, it looks like.
And that Cumberland player, by the way, I believe, if I can see the number correctly, is number 28, I think, Connor Butler. It's either 28 or 29, Cameron Jones, one of the two. I think it's 29, Cameron Jones.
Yeah.
So he's being helped off the field. He's walking on his own power. It doesn't look like a serious injury, but his helmet did come off. So.
Or else he took his helmet off, one of the things, I don't know. So you got about a third and two at about the 16-yard line.
So he wasn't close to a first down. He was a couple yards short. But it's four down territory anyway. They're in the wishbone again. Chase Murray under center. Three backs behind him. Takes the snap. Hands it off to Florkowski. He goes up the middle. He's got a first down, I think. He gets wrapped up very close to the 10, but that's a first down. So that will move the chains.
Looks like they mark him at about the 9-yard line.
Yeah, they're going to mark him just inside the 10. Yep, at the 9. So first and goal, actually, for the Red Hill Salukis. And they'll have 4 chances to punch it in. 6:54 to go here in the first quarter. No score. Salukis looking to change that. They go in the wishbone again. One receiver to the right. Chase Murray takes the snap. Hands it off up the middle, and it's Drew Moore, and he's got the touchdown. Drew Moore goes up the middle for a 9-yard touchdown, and the Salukis are on the board first. So a 9-yard rushing touchdown, and the Salukis will look to add 2 more points as they have pretty much always gone for 2. Last week it was Pleasant Hill that struck first, but this week it's the Salukis that strike first. So, as they have done all season, the Salukis will go for 2. They go back in the wishbone this time. Chase Murray under center. Here's the snap. Somebody jumped, though. And we, I think, have a flag on the play.
Yeah, they stopped the play. Illegal procedure against Red Hill.
Yep. It looked like it was indeed a Red Hill player, so not a surprising call there. So, that's going to back the Salukis up for the 2-point conversion. That's going to back them up to about the 8-yard line, roughly. So they'll have to go about 8 or 7 yards to.
It'll be about 8. I think he'd start put it at the 3, so it'd be back to the 8. Watch maybe a rollout and a pass this on this 2-point conversion.
So they will retry the 2-point conversion. They're in the wishbone again, 3 backs. Chase Murray takes the snap. He keeps it himself, rolls out to the right, fires towards the end zone, and it's, let's see, incomplete. I believe that was Andy Wells that almost had the ball, but he's unable to come up with it. But nonetheless, the Salukis are on the board first and on the Port Blaney scoreboard after a 9-yard touchdown by Drew Moore. It's Red Hill 6 and Cumberland nothing. We're back in 60. This is Red Hill Football on the Legend.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport is sweet on their dogs. The undefeated football Salukis are ready to bring the fight once again this Friday night as they hit the road, continuing their quest towards a high school football championship. Rucker's Candy and Wholesale wishes the Saluki players and coaches the very best throughout the tournament. Rucker's reminds you, take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Hey, Gulligan Man Bob here. A Vincennes family had a hot water scale on their dishwasher and shower door. They called Gulligan. Our test showed dissolved solids over 3 times the level of most water supplies. So, we took care of the problem by installing a Culligan HE, the world's most efficient water softener, and a Culligan reverse osmosis drinking water system. Contaminants may not be in your water, but if you see signs, be sure to get a water test from your local Culligan dealer.
To receive a free water test from a licensed water specialist, call Culligan of Vincennes or learn more at ChooseCulligan.com.
Drew Moore with a 9-yard touchdown run up the middle, and the Salukis are on the board first, 6-0. And Drew Moore, after getting that touchdown, now getting set to kick it off. Cumberland has 3 players back to receive. There's the signal, and Drew Moore kicks this one away.
And
it's
going to
be picked up at about the 25, a short kick. And they're going to wrap him up very close to there, down to about the 27-yard line. So that is where Cumberland will take over at about their own 27-yard line.
And I didn't catch the number on that return, so.
Tonight's broadcast brought to you by WTHI-TV in Terre Haute, leading the way. Lawrence County Health Department offering a wide range of health care services for residents in Lawrence County. And by Sip It Sweet Tees, your one-stop promotional shop for all of your school spirit apparel, signs, banners, and print advertising needs. So, first and 10.
With the eye formation for this time.
Yep, receiver to the left and right. Hatfield under center. He's got 2 backs behind him. Hatfield takes a snap, draws back protection, fires to the right. That's going to be caught at the 20, 35, down to about the 38. And that was number 28 for Cumberland on that play, and that was Connor Butler with the reception.
Picked up about, what, 5 yards?
He got down to the 38, so.
He was at the 33, I think.
So, yeah, about a 5-yard pickup. And that will bring up second, and scoreboard is going to say 6. So this time, Gabe Hatfield will go in the shotgun. He's got one receiver to the left and 3 to the right. Hatfield waits and takes the snap. He's got pressure this time. Fires it over the middle, and that's going to be incomplete.
Almost incomplete. I'm almost
Chase Murray.
Chase Murray
almost
was
it
there.
Off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Chase Murray came very close to picking that one off, but that will bring up third down. That was a dangerous pass.
Yeah, it was.
So third and 6 coming up from the 38-yard line with 5:58 to go here in quarter number 1. Salukis on top, 6-0. So Gabe Hatfield will go back in the shotgun.
Empty backfield.
He's got 2 receivers to his left and 1 to the right. Salukis showing pressure here. Takes the snap. Hatfield, he's got pressure. Fires it to his left, and that's going to be caught by Miles Gerhardt. But for a first down, he's past the 50 and down to about the 47-yard line, 48 maybe. But Miles Gerhardt with a first down catch. And Cumberland will move the chains. That's their first down of the game. So 5:45 to go here. Cumberland trying to answer the first touchdown by Red Hill. So Gabe Hatfield will go back under center. He's got a receiver to his left and a receiver to his right, and 2 backs behind him. Hatfield takes the snap. He's going to hand it off this time, and they run out to the left. They can't get any room, though. They get stopped very close to the line of scrimmage. And that was Ryan Yaw on the carry. So no gain, and that will bring up second and 10 from the 48. This might be four down territory too, Rob, for
Cumberland.
Yeah,
I don't know. You don't want to give it that kind of field position.
That's true.
This early.
Second and 10 from the 48. Hatfield in the shotgun. He's got two receivers on both sides. Hatfield waits. Gerhardt splits to the right. We had some movement there. Looked like a Red Hill player came across the line, and that should be offsides. One of the Cumberland players was clapping, so that looks like that'll give the Pirates five extra yards. And yes, it is offsides, and it's against Red Hill.
So it'll be second and 5 instead of second and 10.
And that'll put the ball at the 43. So a 5-yard penalty against the Salukis, their second penalty of the game, both at the line of scrimmage. Gabe Hatfield goes back in the shotgun. He's got two receivers to his right and one to his left. Hatfield waits. Gerhardt splits. Hatfield takes the snap. Hands it off to Ryan Yall. Running to his right. He gets inside the 40. And let's see. I think he got knocked down at about the 40. Very close. They're going to spot the ball at the 39.
About a yard short.
They're going to mark him at the 39, and it will be third down.
Third and one.
Yep.
You might be four down territory now if it went fourth and short.
Yeah. So third and one coming up with 4:10 to go here in quarter number one. Hatfield in the wishbone this time takes a snap. He's going to hand it off to Ryan Yall. He gets the first down, and he goes up the middle and gets down to about the 37-yard line. That's enough for a first down. And they move the chains. So that will put the ball at about the 37, 36-yard line, so a pickup of two or three. But it's enough for a first down.
Second first down, first rushing. They got one rushing, one passing.
And 3:43 to go here in the first quarter. Gabe Hatfield under center. He's got a receiver to his left and three backs. Hatfield waits, takes the snap. He's going to hand it off again, this time to his right, and that's Ryan Yaw, I think, with the ball. He gets down to about the 33-yard line, and correction, it's actually number 10, Colton Scott. So Colton Scott got down to about the 33-yard line.
Got about 4 yards, maybe?
Yep. So a 4-yard pickup there by Colton Scott, and that will bring up second and about 7 at the 33. Salukis on top, 6-0, with 3:01 to go here in the first quarter. Gabe Hatfield back under center. He's got Tyson McGee to his left and three backs behind him. Hatfield takes a snap. He's going to hand it off to Ryan Yall, who runs out to his left, and he's got a first down. He's inside the 25, down very close to the 20, and that's going to be enough for a first down. As the referees blow a whistle here.
The Red Hill player down.
And let's see if we can get the number here, but we do have an injury timeout. So an injury timeout on the Port Blondie scoreboard with 2:48 to go in the first quarter. Red Hill still on top, 6-0 over Cumberland. We're back in 30 seconds. This is Red Hill football on the Legend.
Hilltop Grill and Bar in Bridgeport, Illinois wants to see you and your family this week. They're the hot spot for dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights with all you can eat, catfish and walleye, juicy pork chops, tender steaks, delicious frog legs, and a slew of other choices on their expanded menu. Hilltop serves up their 7-spice blend fried chicken every Friday night. Dinner begins at 4, also serving breakfast and lunch daily. Make sure you get to the Hilltop in Bridgeport. Great food, cold drinks, hot games, and family-friendly atmosphere.
And we are back with an injury timeout as a Red Hill player is being looked at by the coaches. Trying to get the number here. We have 2:48 to go here in the first quarter. Red Hill on top, 6-0, but it's like they might be stretching the player's leg here. So we're trying to see what number it is.
So don't want to make a call until we're sure.
Yeah. But both teams are waiting for this injury timeout to end before they restart. Cumberland's been driving with the ball pretty good. They were 3-and-out on their first drive, but this drive they've been a lot better. And he's being helped off the field, and oh my, I think it might be Chase Murray, number 3.
Yeah.
Yep. Looks like he's limping. He does get up and get off the field, but it does look like it's number three, Chase Murray. So this certainly does not look good for Chase Murray. He's actually being picked up and helped.
Over to the far bench.
Yeah.
Looks like a leg or a knee or something.
So that will restart things with 2:45 to go here, and the clock now running again. Gabe Hatfield under center. He's got a receiver to his left and three backs. Hatfield waits, takes the snap. He's going to hand it off to Ryan Yaw up the middle, and he gets wrapped up very close to the original line of scrimmage. He got inside the 25, maybe down to about the 24.
He's going to mark it at, the 24. Just about a yard pickup, though.
So that will bring up second and nine with 2:12 now to go here in the first quarter. Again, 6-0 is your score in favor of Red Hill. Gabe Hatfield under center. He's got Tyson McGee to his left and three running backs behind him. Hatfield waits and takes a snap. Drops back. Protection. Fires to Tyson McGee, and he's got it. And he's going to be wrapped up very close to a first down. He got inside the 20, down to about the 17 or 16-yard line, it looked like. But he is short of a first down, and that will bring up third down. So that brings us to 1:51 to go here in the opening quarter. And that's going to be third and three, I believe.
Yeah.
At the 17-yard line. And the clock now down to 1:51 to go here in quarter number one. Hatfield under center once again. They are in the wishbone. Three backs behind him. No receivers on either side. Hatfield takes the snap. Hands it off, and they stuff him behind the line of scrimmage for a loss. I think that was Yaw. But he gets stuffed. But we'll have to see if they decide to go for it on fourth
down. Well, I'm sure
they
will here in this position. He lost about 3 yards on the play, didn't he?
Yep, so that should bring up, it's going to bring up fourth and five, at least according to the scoreboard.
Yeah, it looks like about right. Fourth and five at the 20. At the 20.
And they bring in Miles Gerhardt from the bench this time, so fourth and five coming up from the 20. 1:17 to go here in the first quarter. Hatfield in the shotgun this time. He's got three receivers to his right and one to his left. Takes the snap. He's got pressure here. Rolls out to his right. Fires it right side, and that's going to be picked off. They're inside the 15. They get wrapped up down about the 15-yard line, but it's picked off by Red Hill. Although that's Corbin
Shoulders. Corbin Shoulders. I think it's his seventh interception this year.
That would have been a turnover anyway if he had just dropped it. It would have been a turnover on downs, but it's an interception no less. So the Salukis forcing their first turnover of the game on a Corbin Shoulders interception. Mm. And now with...
So he's coming in at quarterback.
Yeah. Chase Murray, of course, had to leave the game with an injury.
So the ball's at the 13. So he returned it about 5 yards. And Corbin kind of slipped there as he might have run it back a few more yards.
Yeah.
And I can see who's a quarterback.
That will be I think Chase Murray might actually be back
he
in.
He may be. Okay.
Yep. He's under center. Takes the snap.
He's
going to hand it off up the middle. And they're going to wrap him up at about the 20-yard line. So a pickup of about 5 or 6.
Drew Moore, it looks like.
Drew Moore. So Chase.
He got about 7.
So Chase Murray had to be helped off earlier, but he's actually back in at quarterback, so that's certainly good to see. 40 seconds to go here in quarter number one. Second and three coming up from the 20. Picked up about 7 there. Now we're down to 31 seconds. Chase Murray back under center. He's got a receiver to his right and three backs. Murray takes the snap. He's going to hand it off again. They go up the middle, and they get wrapped up very close to a first down.
I think you're going to say it's a first down.
And, yes, they do. So that will move the chains with 19 seconds to go.
Okay. I don't know if that was Swarkowski or not, but I think it may have been.
I think it was.
He got he picked up 4 in the first down. So
with 19 seconds to go here and the clock running, we'll see if Red Hill even decides to run another play.
I think they would soon let the clock run out.
Now the clock's down to 10, and, yes, Red Hill will not run another play. So that is going to wrap up the first quarter. On the Port Blundy scoreboard after one quarter of play, it's Red Hill 6 and Cumberland nothing. We're back in 60 seconds with quarter number 2. This is Red Hill football on the Legend.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
And we are back at Cumberland High School, ready to start quarter number two here as the Salukis lead this one 6-0 and have the ball again. And a big break for them as Chase Murray, despite having to be helped off the field, is back in at quarterback. So that is certainly good to see for the Salukis. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Ford's Photography, the area's trusted name for senior portraits, family portraits, sports, and special event photography. And by Cunningham Young Funeral Home, with three locations in Lawrence County to serve you.
Salukis had 85 yards rushing in the first quarter. Cumberland, 20 yards rushing and 22 passing. They were 4 of 7, 22 yards and an interception.
So Chase Murray, I think, back under center. Three backs, takes the snap. He's going to hand it off this time. They go up the middle, and they're going to be wrapped up at about the 27-yard line. And let's see here. I think it was Gavin Smith.
Yep.
So Gavin Smith with that carry. And that will bring up second down and 6. As the second quarter just getting started here with Ron McKinley, okay. I am Adam Reinhart.
Each team with their second possession. Radio went 74 yards in their first possession for a touchdown.
Murray back under center, has a receiver to his right and three backs. Takes the snap. He's going to pitch it to Drew Moore. Drew Moore runs out to his left. He breaks one tackler, gets wrapped up very close to a first down. I don't think he got it, though. He got wrapped up at about the 34.
I think he got the first down.
He got it. So a first down for Drew Moore as the Salukis continue to run with the ball, as you say.
Seventh first down for Red Hill.
Of course, Cumberland on that last possession, a little more dependent on its passing game, although they did give Ryan Yaw a few carries.
Yeah, they got 20 yards rushing total. So the ball at to what, the 35-yard line, 34-yard line?
So they go back in the wishbone. Murray takes the snap. They hand it off up the middle, and that's Landon Florkowski. He got very close to a first down. He might have gotten it. He got wrapped up at about the 44.
I think he's going to be short a little bit, about a yard short.
Yeah, he's actually going to be about a couple yards short.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Again, probably the spot of where his knee touched the ground.
Right.
So that will bring up second and 2. So Red Hill huddling. Again, the winner of this game will play either Athens or Argenta, depending on who wins tomorrow. Chase Murray back in the wishbone. They've got a receiver to the left and three backs. Murray waits and takes the snap. He's going to keep it himself and roll out to the right. He's got a first down. He's still going. He's inside the 45 and gets wrapped up.
I think his knee must be okay.
Yep. That's good to see.
Or leg or whatever it was.
Yeah. But he's down to about the 43-yard line. So that is
up about 11 yards, I guess, on the play.
They're actually going to spot the ball at about the
44.
So that's a first down for the Salukis, as they are now in Cumberland territory. First and 10, go ahead.
That spread maybe the defense out a little bit by bringing something like that.
They've got Carson Florkowski to the right. Murray takes the snap, pitches to Drew Moore. He runs out to his left. He gets one block. He's still going and gets wrapped up. I think he got a first down. He's inside the 35.
He was at the 48, or 44. But they mark him at the 30.
Looks like they
35.
Mark him exactly the 35. So
yard short?
Yard short, yep. So 9:28 to go here in quarter number 2. Salukis running with the ball.
I'd keep doing the same thing.
Absolutely. I mean, no need to throw it to the air at this point.
Mm-mm.
Second and 1 from the 35. Chase Murray, as usual, in the wishbone. He's got a receiver to his right. Murray takes a snap. He's going to keep
it
himself.
Throw it this time.
Roll out to the left. Avoids the pressure and runs out of bounds. Let's see if he got the first down or not.
He got close to the marker, so depends on where he went out of bounds.
Yeah.
Because, again, they dropped that marker over there.
I think they were trying to a passing play there.
Yeah, they were. And I don't think he got any gain. Nope. I just got a zero, so they got third and one.
They're going to mark him back at the 35, so basically no gain.
Yeah. I think they're trying to hit the tight end down the field like they did a couple other games, but at least they didn't lose any yardage on the play. Now they can try to...
It's probably four down territory, though.
Yeah, they might be at the 35, yeah, especially in short yardage.
Third and one at the 35. Murray in the wishbone again. Receivers on both sides. We got movement, though,
yep,
and a flag.
On the red hill.
And the referee is signaling it is a false start.
Yep, the left side of the line moved.
Yep.
And I think they're going to use, I think they're going to quarterback sneak then.
I think so, too.
On a quick count.
And that probably would have been a first down.
I think, yeah.
And they, so do, they do signal it is a false start against
Red Hill. So we'll see what happens, how much they can get in on this, to see what would happen on fourth down. So
yeah.
That's the third penalty against Red Hill.
And all three have been at the line of scrimmage. They've had one. They've had two false starts and one offsides.
I think they want to put some more time on the clock or do something.
Yeah. Clock for right now is at 8:56 to go here in the second quarter. Let's see if they reset it. Referee still
minute,
winning.
Back to 12. Now they can start the quarter over again.
Yeah,
no,
they're not going to do that.
No.
Yeah, they even got the third quarter on the scoreboard. Somebody on the press box joke, we're in the third quarter. They put 8:58 back on the clock.
Okay.
So they basically added 2 seconds to the clock.
Yeah.
Third and six coming up from the Salukis at the Cumberland 40. They're in the wishbone again. Chase Murray takes a snap. They're going to hand it off up the middle. Landon Florkowski, he's inside the 40, down to about the 37. He didn't get the first down, but he picked up about 3 yards on that play, so that'll bring up fourth and about three.
I bet they go for it here.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's four down territory.
Inside the 40.
And they're certainly not in a position where Billy Gray would usually punt.
Now, if it'd be third down, it'd be fourth down and six or seven.
Officially, it's going to be fourth down and four.
Yeah.
So, 8:26 to go here. Salukis go for it on fourth and four. Carson Florkowski out to the right. Three backs behind Murray. Murray takes the snap. Keeps it himself. Rolls out to the left. Pitches it out to his left to Drew Moore. He's got a first down.
Yep.
And he gets pushed down inside the 35, very close to the 30. But it's a first down.
On the option play.
Yep.
He was on the, what, the 40? He was on the 44, wasn't he?
And he gets down to 37, so 7-yard pickup. So the Salukis go for it on fourth and four, and they convert. And it's a first down. 8:06 to go here in the second quarter. Salukis trying to add to their 6-0 lead. As they go back into the wishbone, their usual offense, Chase Murray under center, three backs behind him. Murray takes the snap, hands it off to Drew Moore, and he gets stuffed very close to the line of scrimmage. So good defense there by Cumberland. 7:45 to go here in quarter number two. This is the Salukis' second possession of the game.
You're saying basically no gain?
Yep. Second and 10 at the 28. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, our local hospital caring for our local people. Second and 10 coming up for the Salukis at the Cumberland 28. They've got Carson Florkowski out to the right and three backs. Murray takes the snap, hands it off up the middle again, and they're stuffed very close to the line of scrimmage. I think that was, might have been either Landon or Gavin Smith on that carry.
I think it was Smith, maybe.
Yep. But they are stuffed again very close to the line of scrimmage.
Basically third and 10.
Yep. So two runs and no gain. That's pretty rare. We haven't seen that much. As the Salukis huddle on third and 10. 6:48 to go here in the second quarter. 6-0 is your score. Third down. Chase Murray under center. Two receivers to the left and one to the right. Drew Moore splits to left. Murray takes the snap. And we got a flag and probably more movement at the line. So we'll have to see what the call is here. And it's a false start.
That's the fourth.
And all four penalties against the Salukis have been at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. Penalty has yet to be penalized.
Three false starts and an offsides for Red Hill.
Mm-hmm. And one of the offsides, or false starts, was on that two-point conversion. So we got third and 15 from the 34 now.
And, of course, the Salukis failed that two-point conversion.
Right.
So third and 15 at
now
the 34. Murray, three receivers to his left, takes the snap. Here comes pressure. He avoids the pressure, He rolls out to his right, fires it over the middle, and that's going to be incomplete.
Almost intercepted.
That was Andy Wells he was throwing it towards, but it was very close to being intercepted. Yeah. So a 4th and 15 coming up for the Flukies. Rob, what do you think here?
We're probably going to put the ball in the air.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't see the Salukis punting.
If you punted from here, as long as you didn't kick it in the end zone.
Yeah. I mean, if you had a punter that could pin him deep.
Well, the thing is, you don't kick it very hard.
Yeah.
And Drew's a punter, but I think they're going to go for it here.
Yep.
At the 34, so.
So they will have Carson Florkowski outsplit to the left, and Andy Wells outsplit to the left,
yep.
And Carson Florkowski out to the right. Chase Murray under center, takes the snap. Here comes a fake
reverse.
Here.
Brenner,
to Drew
double
Moore,
reverse.
But he's going to be wrapped up.
Yep.
So a turnover on downs as Red Hill unable to find any room there. And Cumberland forces a turnover on downs. So good defense there by Cumberland, and they will take over in their own territory. So the possession began with an interception by Corbin Shoulders, but it ends with a turnover on downs.
Down to 6:11 to go in the half. So it's been a fairly fast first half.
Sure has.
Flukies defense has to come up now.
Yep. We're only 38 minutes into the game in terms of actual clock.
Yeah.
And 6:11 to go until the half. So Gabe Hatfield back under center. They're in the wishbone. Three backs behind him and a receiver to his left. Hatfield takes a snap. He's got protection here. He's going to fire it deep towards Tyson McGee, and McGee's got it.
And he followed. Drew Moore was there, but...
And Tyson McGee with a first down catch. That's down to about the Red Hill 41, very close to the 41. So a first down for Cumberland. That went from the Cumberland 33 down to the Red Hill 41, so about a 26-yard pickup.
Yeah, about so. Drew was there, but it looked like it was kind of underthrown, so McGee had to go back for it.
5:53 to go here until halftime. This time, Gabe Hatfield will go.
Okay.
And we got a flag.
You got too many people in the field for Cumberland.
So if this is against Cumberland, that would probably be their first penalty of the game.
Yeah, legal participation. There was a player coming off the field that came out of the huddle, and they had 12 on the field. So it'll go back to the 46. It'll be 1st and 15 from the Radio 46.
We haven't seen this yet, Rob, but in the second quarter of the last game against Pleasant Hill, we saw a lot of unsportsmanlike conduct penalties, including an ejection of a Pleasant Hill player.
And this game's been clean.
Yeah. What a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be first down and about 15 for the Pirates once we resume play. 5:35 to go here until halftime. And this time, Gabe Hatfield will go in the shotgun. Two receivers to his right and one to the left. Hatfield waits, takes a snap.
Well,
it's actually Ryan
Yaw.
He's running it up the middle, and they're going to be stopped very close to the line of scrimmage. So a little trickery there by Cumberland.
That was kind of like a wildcat type thing.
Yeah.
I think he picked up maybe two on the play.
Got down to about the 44-yard line. Yeah.
41 was the original line of scrimmage, so it'll be 2nd down and 13.
So Cumberland breaks their huddle. And it looks like they might have Yonder center again here. We'll see. It's going to be Hatfield.
Hatfield's back there.
So
Yaw's next to him, I think.
Yep. So they wait, and here's a snap, and this time it is Hatfield. He's got pressure, rolls out to his left, and he gets sacked.
Behind, he was down about the Red Hill 47, or their own 47. He lost about, he was on the 44, so he lost about 8 yards, I guess.
And that was Andy Wells and Andrew Gagne going right after him, and they got to him.
Lost of 8.
So that puts the Cumberland Pirates down to their own 48-yard line.
They have to get to the Red Hill 31, so it's, 21, 3rd and 21?
I think so. 3rd and 20, according to the scoreboard.
Yeah.
4:05 to go here until halftime.
You got to come up with a defensive stop here to force them to punt.
They're in the shotgun again. Two receivers to the right and one to the left. Hatfield under center, Ryan Yaw the running back. This time the snap to Hatfield. Hatfield getting protection, fires it deep, and that's going to be picked off. And they're inside
Corbin
the 45.
Corbin Shoulders
has it. And he's inside Cumberland territory, runs out of bounds at about the 43. But Corbin Shoulders with his second pick of the game. And that's another turnover.
He took it at about the 30, so 5, 10, 15, 20. About 26-yard return on that. His eighth interception. Salukis now have 18 interceptions.
And, of course, Corbin with his second pick of the game, both against Gabe Hatfield.
So they take off. Regular takes over their own.
It'll be a Cumberland 44. Yep.
3:47 to go in the half. It'd be nice if the Salukis could get into the end zone here.
Right.
And get, because they get the ball to start second half.
And get some breathing room, too.
Try to help that out, yeah.
Chase Murray back under center. He's got one receiver to his right and one to the left. Drew Moore splits to the left. Murray takes a snap.
Smith.
Hands it off up to Smith, and they go up the middle down to about the 40-yard line, so a pickup of about four there. And with 3:38 to go until halftime, they will spot the ball at the 40. So a four-yard pickup there for Gavin Smith. 3:28 to go until halftime. Again, coming up at the half, we will have the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime show, and we will discuss the first half and preview the second. 3:17 to go here in the second quarter. Chase Murray under center again. Receiver, one receiver on both sides. Takes the snap. Hands it off to Drew Moore. He goes up the middle. He's got a first down. He's inside the 30. Still going.
Twisted and turning.
Very close to, he got inside the 25-yard line there. So that is a first down run by Drew Moore.
Looks like he got about to the 20. Yeah. Right at about the 20, isn't it?
Yep.
About a 20-yard pickup.
So 3:03 to go until halftime. Salukis with the ball with a chance to score. Their last possession in it with a turnover on downs. We'll see what happens
and
here.
They had an illegal procedure penalty, but hurt them. And the penalty hurt Cumberland, too.
Yep. Chase Murray in the wishbone again. Takes a snap. Hands it off to Landon Florkowski. They go up the middle. They get inside the 15. Down to about the 14 or 13. So about a 6 or 7 yard pickup there. 2:35 to go until halftime. They'll spot the ball at about the 14.
We got about a 6 yard pickup.
Tonight's game brought to you by Rutgers Candy. Take time for family and prayer and always give praise. Second down and four coming up with 2:20 to go until halftime. Murray in the wishbone again. Takes the snap. Pitches it out to Drew Moore. Moore runs out to his left. He's got a first down and gets wrapped up inside the 10-yard line. And that will be a first down for the Salukis.
11th first down for Red Hill.
And that should be a first and goal.
It will be. They're dropping the sticks over there.
Yep.
So I can't see what yard line he's on, but.
So 2:11 to go here until the halftime. They're going to mark him at about the 7, it looks like.
Yeah.
So he picked up about 7 yards there. 1:58 to go here until halftime. Salukis trying to put some more points on the board. Carson Florkowski out to his right, three backs behind Murray. Murray takes a snap. Hands it off up the middle, and Drew Moore has it, and he's in the end zone. He's got a touchdown. So Drew Moore with his second touchdown, rushing touchdown of the game, this time at 7 yards, and the Salukis go on top 12-0. So that is Drew Moore's second rushing touchdown of the game. The first one was 9 yards, and this one is 7 yards. So Salukis will do another two-point conversion to try to put two more points on the board. And 1:45 to go until halftime.
Well, the last time on their two-point conversion, they had an illegal procedure penalty.
That's something you definitely don't want on a two-point conversion. So Salukis, as usual, will go for two. They're in the wishbone again. Three backs behind Murray. Murray takes the snap, hands it off to Moore. Moore goes up the middle, tries to push his way.
Got it.
He's got it. So this time, Drew Moore converts on the two-point conversion with 1:45 to go in the second quarter on the Port Blani scoreboard. It's Red Hill 14 and Cumberland nothing. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Red Hill Football on The Legend.
Saluki fans, everyone at Cunningham Funeral Homes is enjoying another fun season of Red Hill High School football. Our family serving your family is not only our slogan, it's our unwavering commitment to serving our local residents during their most difficult times. Cunningham Funeral Homes strives to meet the financial needs as well as emotional needs of our families. Cunningham Funeral Homes, with multiple locations in Lawrence County to serve you. Contact us at cunninghamfuneralhomes.com.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work and school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
It's a 14-0 lead for the Red Hill Salukis in round two of the IHSA playoffs. 1:45 to go here in quarter number two. With Rod McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart. Drew Moore already with two rushing touchdowns in this game, and he gets the two-point conversion to make this a 14-0 game. So Drew Moore also now getting ready to kick it off from the 40. He's doing all the work tonight. There's a signal, and there's the kickoff. And that's going to be picked up at about the 15. They go inside the 20, and that's Miles Gerhardt with it. He gets inside the 35 and gets wrapped up very close to the 40. So he got wrapped up at about the 38 or 39. And so with 1:37 to go here in quarter number two, the Cumberland Pirates will take over with the ball, probably their last possession before halftime. So, Rob, of course, the Salukis will, barring an onside kick at least, get the ball to start the second half.
Cumberland has three timeouts remaining. Red Hill has both teams have all three timeouts.
So they go in the shotgun again this time. Two receivers to the left and one to the right. Gabe Hatfield in the shotgun. And Hatfield takes a snap. He drops back. He's got protection. Rolls out to his right. He's still running with it and runs out of bounds short of the line of scrimmage. So it looked like he lost a yard on that.
They got him to string it out as he was rolling out and got him close to the sideline. So instead of throwing it someplace and have a risk of interception, he went out of bounds.
Tonight's broadcast. Go ahead.
Yeah, he lost. Looked like about where that stick is over about 3 yards, didn't he?
Tonight's broadcast brought to you by the Port Blondies, the place to eat for a great meal or just a treat. They go in the shotgun again this time. Two receivers to the left and two to the right. Gabe Hatfield in the shotgun. Ryan Yaw, the running back. Hatfield waits and takes the snap. He drops back. He's going to fire it over the middle. And that's been intercepted. And it's Corbin Shoulders again. He might go to pick six here. He's got the touchdown.
Is that Corbin?
I think so. There was a number two there. I think it was Corbin. Yep.
Corbin Shoulders, his third interception.
And this time it's a touchdown.
And that was what, about 35 yards? For about 40 yards, wasn't it?
Yep. That is a pick six for Corbin Shoulders. His third interception of the night, and this time it's a touchdown, and that makes it 20-0 in favor of the Salukis. And the Salukis will go for two to try to put two more points on the board. So far, all the work's been done by Drew Moore and Corbin Shoulders. Corbin Shoulders with three picks and a touchdown, Drew Moore with two touchdowns.
And he was wide. Once he intercepted it, there was nobody there to stop him, really.
Chase Murray in the wishbone, three backs behind him. They go for two. They take the snap. Hands it off to Landon Florkowski, I think, and they got the two-point conversion. So the two-point conversion is good, and on the Port Blondie scoreboard with 1:22 to go until halftime, it's Red Hill 22 and Cumberland nothing. We're back in 60. This is Red Hill football on the Legend.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise. Barner Service Center can save you cold, hard cash with these bargain deals. Up to 5 quarts of STP conventional oil, lube, and filter, only $28.95. 6 quarts is $32.95. Up to 5 quarts of STP synthetic oil, lube, and filter, only $33.95. 6 quarts is $38.95. A four-wheel alignment with tire rotation, $65. AC recharge and inspection, $55.95. The best value is at Barner Service Center at the intersection of State and Judy in Bridgeport.
Well, I guess I lied to you on Cumberland's last possession. I thought it would be their last possession of the second quarter, but because of a pick six by Corbin Shoulders, there, Red Hill's going to kick it off, and Cumberland will get the ball one more time. 1:22 to go here in quarter number two. It's a 22-0 lead for the Salukis.
As we said, that is three interceptions for Shoulders tonight and nine for the season.
Drew Moore,
short,
a little
short kick.
Short
taking
kick.
It up the 30.
And he's inside the 35, down very close to the 40. Gets wrapped up at about the 40. So that is where the Cumberland Pirates will take over. So 1:18 to go here in quarter number two. Again, coming up at the half, we will have the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. We'll recap the stats from half number one and preview half number two for you. That's coming up on the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. So first and 10 coming up for the Pirates at the 41-yard line. Dave Hatfield this time in the I form. He's got one receiver to his left and one to his right. He takes the snap, hands it off up the middle, and they get wrapped up very close to the line of scrimmage. So no gain basically on that play, and that will bring up second and about 10. So 1:03 to go here in quarter number two. Now we're under a minute. Gabe Hatfield talking with his sideline. Now we're down to 50 seconds here. Cumberland electing not to use any of its timeouts here. And Hatfield will go back in the shotgun. He's got one receiver to his right, and actually he's in the I form. He's one receiver to his left. Hatfield takes a snap. He's going to hand it off this time up the middle. They get down to about the 47-yard line. That was Ryan Yaw on the carry. So that brings down the clock to 25 seconds. And it'll be third and nine if the Pirates decide to run another play.
Picked up about six on the play.
Third and four coming up from the 47. And we're down to 10 seconds. They might run another play here.
They may try something so deep, you know, you might as well. So really
Hatfield takes a snap. They hand it off to Ryan Yaw. He goes up the middle and gets stuffed very close to the line of scrimmage. And that's going to be it for the first half. So after two quarters of play on the Port Blundy scoreboard, it's Red Hill 22 and Cumberland nothing. We'll be back with the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. We're back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Red Hill Football on The Legend.
Ambrell Federal Credit Union, Lawrence County's member-owned, not-for-profit financial institution. Not owned by a big corporation, that means lower rates and fees for you. When you're a member, you're a part owner, not just a customer, and your money stays in Lawrence County. Ambrell Federal Credit Union can offer a better way to do your banking. Ambrell Federal Credit Union, next to Walmart in Lawrenceville. 618-943-2913. Membership eligibility required.
Shopping for new shingles is the perfect opportunity to increase your home's curb appeal. Your roof can make up more than half of your home's exterior, so it should complement your home's style, color scheme, and above all else, help protect you and your family against weather elements. At Leggett Lumber and Hardware, we are proud to offer Owens Corning shingles, including True Definition Duration Series shingles with SureNail technology. So if you're in the market for a new roof, stop by Leggett Lumber and Hardware and ask about the many features and color options of Owens Corning True Definition Duration Series Shingles will help you find the perfect shingle to complement your home.
At Citizens National Bank of Albion, our focus is on their future. We're proud to partner with others focused on teaching youth how to manage money through area financial literacy programs. Besides many sponsorships, our CMB volunteers work in Junior Achievement, the Real World, and CEO programs. We're even providing free charging stations for area college students to help make their study time easier.
Citizens National Bank of Albion. No better banking. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
And we welcome you to the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. On the Port Blundy scoreboard after two quarters, it is Red Hill 22 and Cumberland nothing. Let's take a look, Rob, at the scores from the first half for Red Hill. The first touchdown of the game for the Salukis was on a Drew Moore touchdown run in the first quarter. That made it 6-0, although they did fail on the two-point conversion. Then Corbin Shoulders got an interception, and Red Hill did turn it over on downs after that, but then Corbin Shoulders with another interception. Then Drew Moore with his second rushing touchdown of the game to make it 12-0. And Drew Moore also got the two-point conversion to make it 14-0. Then after Corbin Shoulders' third pick of the game, yeah, that was actually a pick six.
It was pick six. About a 40-yard interception, 24 seconds after Red Hill had just scored.
Cumberland has not scored yet in this game. They have two turnovers, both of them interceptions. Three turnovers by Corbin Shoulders.
Yeah, he's three interceptions. Like I said, he has nine for the year. Red Hill has 12 first downs. They've only attempted one pass. It was incomplete. But they've rushed, 28 times for, 183 yards. I think Drew Moore's got about 75 or 80 yards of that, plus Florkowski. But the turnovers have been the big thing. The defense, looking at Cumberland, Hatfield has completed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of 10 passes for 46 yards. Actually, he's completed 8 of 10, but 3 to Red Hill. But 5 of 10 for 46 yards and 3 interceptions, 1 of pick 6. And rushing-wise, I've got him for 20, about 19 yards rushing total. And Red Hill, like I said, 183 yards rushing, nothing passing. And so the Salukis lead at 22-0. And Red Hill had deferred to the second half, so they'll have the ball to start this second half. And if they could put some points on the board there, make it up to either 28 or 30, there's pressure on Cumberland right now to come back. But so far they've not been able to stop Red Hill.
Well, last week, Red Hill did get off to a bad start. Of course, they gave up a touchdown. That was pretty much it. But this week, their defense has kept Cumberland off the scoreboard. You know, three interceptions, all by Corbin Shoulders. And, you know, they all came at pretty good times, although, you know, that last interception, which was a pick six, that came with Cumberland pretty much at midfield.
Yeah, they kicked it off. It was not kind of a short kick, and returned it 10 yards to the 40. Then, I think it was on second down or something, after Hatfield ran out of bounds, he threw it, and Shoulders was there. And he didn't have any interference in getting to the end zone. There's one player, and I think he got around them. So, the defense has played extremely well, and the offense has controlled the ball. They've turned the ball over once on downs, and Cumberland has yet to punt.
They
keep turning it over.
Yeah. Of course, the Red Hill defense, credit them on that. And, we haven't seen Red Hill punt. They went for it on fourth down and 15. They did turn it over on downs.
Yeah, and Cumberland turned it over on downs, I think, one time, plus the interceptions. And Cumberland's been averaging about 40 points a game.
Now, the thing is, with Corbin Shoulders' first pick of the game, he actually didn't need to do that because it was fourth down. And if he had just dropped the ball, it would have been a turnover on downs, but which would have been the same result, essentially.
Well, when it comes right to you, you know.
Exactly.
And the thing about it, he returned it about 10 yards or so, I think. But, he had some more room, but I think he kind of fell down. He might have returned it out to the 20 or 25, but it didn't. But it did stop a drive, and that was the main thing, because that was the best drive that Cumberland had had. That was when the score was 6-0 Red Hill.
When we come back on the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report, we'll pass along some scores from some of the other games going on tonight. On the Port Blondie scoreboard at the half, it's Red Hill 22 and Cumberland nothing. We're back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Red Hill Football on The Legend.
I'm Gene Allen. I'm the clinic practice manager at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic. One thing I think sets apart our clinic is, even though our physicians have their own practice, they're one clinic. So, if you call to get in and, that doctor's out or their schedule's full, then you have the access to get into one of our other providers to get care that day. We try to look at community needs, and one of the needs was our acute care clinic that we added. That gives people access that might work during the day, and that gives them access to health care in the evenings and on the weekends. We've also added a pain clinic, which was a need in our community. So we're looking to grow, and we're looking to get better. And our physicians and providers, mid-levels, they work very, very well with one another. And we try to make it a family atmosphere when we go in there. We want you to be comfortable with your care. We want you to be comfortable with our providers.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
Great.
lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People Save Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts. People State Bank, and it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People State Bank, your community bank.
Sip It in Lawrenceville is now serving the freshest, coldest ice cream available in the United States. Sip It has acquired the technology to create nitrogen ice cream. Ice cream flash frozen with liquid nitrogen at a bone-chilling temperature of 320 degrees below zero. Now that is ice cream. Try Sip It's Nitro Ice Cream in your favorite flavors. Add your favorite mix-ins. Nitro Ice Cream, the coldest, most sinful treat available at Sip It, James Street, Lawrenceville, Illinois.
You're listening to Saluki Football on the Legend, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
And we are back at Cumberland High School on the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report with Rob McKinley. I'm Adam Reinhart. 22-0 is your score in favor of the Red Hill Salukis as the Cumberland High School marching band entertains the crowd at the half. It looked like the Red Hill Saluki band was also out on the field.
They were out maybe playing the school song, and I think they combined on maybe a song with the other band. I don't know for sure.
Let's take a look at some of the other games on tap for tomorrow in the IHSA state playoffs. Of course, in Class A, Tuscola, the number one seed, will go to Mount Sterling, Brown County. That'll be tomorrow at 2 p.m. Camp Point Central is on the road at Carrollton. That'll be the number five seed versus the number four seed. That'll be tomorrow at 1 p.m. Athens and Argenta, that'll be at Argenta tomorrow at 2 p.m. And of course, that's important because the winner of this game tonight will play the winner of the Athens-Argenta game. In the northern half of the bracket, number one seed Lena Winslow is hosting Milledgeville, the number eight seed. That'll be tomorrow at 1 p.m. Number five seed Freeport Aquin is on the road at number four Stockton. That'll be tomorrow at 1 p.m. Number two seed Kewaunee Weathersfield, which is a co-op, will be on the road at number 10 Princeville. That'll be tomorrow at 1 p.m. And the number three seed Forreston in the north will be on the road at Fulton High School. That will be tomorrow at 1 p.m. That's the northern half of the bracket.
And I think Forreston is the defending 1A champions. But we were talking about scoring. Cumberland was shut out in their first game of the season by Decatur Lutheran 16-0. Since then, they've scored 43, 44, 48, 47, 41, 63, 41, 26, and 26. So shutting them out for a half is big, and you got to keep doing. You got to keep the pedal to the metal on offense, and defenses, you know, not allowed them to really run the ball. And they've contained the passing game pretty much, too.
And let's not forget, this is the same Cumberland team that got off to an excellent start last week against Decatur Lutheran.
Yeah, they led 26-7 at the half, I understand, in that ball game. But in this game, the passing attack, they've only got, as I said, what they had, I think, 46 yards passing, and they've got less than about 70 yards total offense right now in the first half, and four first downs. Red Hill has 12 first downs and 183 yards all on the ground.
The only other LIC team still in action is the Newton Eagles. They're the number eight seed in Class 3A. They'll be on the road at Pleasant Plains tomorrow. That'll be at 2 p.m. at Pleasant Plains. And, of course, you know, Newton the higher seed, but Pleasant Plains got that upset win last week over number one Trent Wesleyan, 51-20. They didn't just win that game, they dominated.
They must have. You had a 51-20. So we know the Newton Eagles. I know that in the last week of the season when they played Paris, their quarterback Connor Bierman got hurt, and I think he's going to be out for the season. But they had another junior quarterback who came into the game last week, or maybe, probably finished up the game against Paris, and played, I guess, very well against Dalton Marquette. And they beat Marquette last week 17-6.
Got a few Indiana scores to pass along from the sectional championship games. In Class 1A, Eastern Green with a 33-6 lead over North Central. That game is in the third quarter. And Gibson Southern in 3A leads Memorial 7-2. That game is in the second quarter. And also in the second quarter, Evansville Central with a 14-0 lead over Evansville Bossy. That game is in the second quarter.
You have any score in the North-South game, North and South?
No, not right now.
Okay.
If I get that score, I will pass it along.
Okay, because I knew that was one that you were talking about.
Yeah.
close by here, probably the closest one by here other than the Eastern, Eastern Green Central.
At least from a green up standpoint, yeah, right. Definitely the first, closest game. Of course, you know, Eastern Green and Red Hill, of course, Eastern Green not technically undefeated with having to forfeit three of their games, but those two teams, the only ones in the Terre Haute television viewing area that have not lost a game yet.
Right.
So it's the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report on the Port Blanding scoreboard. It's Red Hill 22 and Cumberland nothing. We're getting closer to the third quarter. We're back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Red Hill Football on The Legend.
The Port and Blondies, two great places, now at one location, 1170 Adams Street in Bridgeport. Come in from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and try some of the area's best home-cooked food made to order for you and your family. Every Tuesday and Friday is their all-you-can-eat catfish dinners for only $10.95. The specials go on and on at the Port and Blondies. Let them show you why they are the place to be. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport is sweet on their dogs. The undefeated football Salukis are ready to bring the fight once again this Friday night as they hit the road, continuing their quest towards a high school football championship. Rucker's Candy and Wholesale wishes the Saluki players and coaches the very best throughout the tournament. Rucker's reminds you, take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
And we are back at Cumberland High School, finishing up the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report with Rob McKinley. I am Adam Reinhart. Salukis still on top 22-0 over the Cumberland Pirates. And we want to remind you that next weekend, if the Salukis hold on and win this game, they will be back in action next week. We think Saturday.
I think Saturday.
We won't have the official announcement until later this weekend, but they would take on either Athens or Argenta. But we will have the game for you right here on The Legend.
I know some of the clock they had. They had a minute 32 to go before the half. Then, of course, they always put 3 minutes on it. Well, the official came to stop the clock and put the 3 minutes up there, so shortening it a little bit. We might go back to Red Hill. You know, had a scare in the first half there on defense when Chase Murray went down over there on defense, and he was helped off the field, and it took him over to the trainer's table. And then I think that's a couple plays later is when Corbin Childress came up with that interception. But he came back out on the field and been percolating good. Actually, he ran the option one time, too. So
we do actually have a score update on from Terre Haute North and Terre Haute South. They just started the fourth quarter, and Terre Haute North is ahead over Terre Haute South by a score of 34-10.
I said North was ahead or South?
North.
North. Was North the favorite in that game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course, South coming into that game with a losing record, but they did beat Castle last week on that field goal by Orion Rochelle.
Yeah, and Castle's always been a strong team out of the Evansville area.
Yeah, Castle, of course, beat Terre Haute South in the first week of the season, but South did get revenge last week.
And the kicker for South is a girl.
That's right, Orion Rochelle.
Yeah, I saw there'd be an interview it was after the game last Friday night because we were home. We hadn't played yet, and, you know, I first saw the long hair, but didn't, you know, on the helmet. But then he started, showed her. Then, she kicked a pretty good distance field goal too.
Yeah, but of course, Terre Haute North the favorite in that game. I think they won the regular season matchup too.
Right.
So the clock has less than a minute to go here on the scoreboard, and I think they might be getting ready to start the second half.
Yeah, because their officials are spreading out onto the field, and referees running back to the goal line. Saluki's coming out, getting into. Their receiving positions. wonder if Cumberland, you know, they could try an onside kick here. You know,
yeah.
Wouldn't be past it, but...
What do you think about what happened in the Super Bowl between the Saints and the Colts a few years ago?
Yeah.
The Colts thought they were going to get the ball to start the second half, but of course, Sean Payton, gutsy Sean Payton with that onside kick, and that changed the game.
Well, the Salukis have six up close. Actually, they got about 10 players up between the 40 and 50. Only one player back, I think that's Drew Moore back deep. So,
yep.
Anticipating a possibility of an onside kick.
Yeah. They're basically in what an onside pre-men, essentially.
Right.
We have another score to pass along to you on the Port Blount scoreboard from the Class 2A Indiana sectional. Modern Day is leading Southridge 28-23, and that game is in the third quarter. So, not a real surprise there. Modern Day, of course, a longtime powerhouse in football. Southridge, of course, ending Lenton's long sectional championship streak last week.
And it's kind of amazing. You know, you see some of the Evansville schools, you think they'd be all pretty large schools, but they're kind of spread out in different classes.
Of course, Modern Day has bounced around between 2A and 3A, and I actually know that because my senior year at South Knox, they actually ended our basketball season in the regional.
So coming and getting ready to kick off on the left hash mark.
Yep. We are starting the third quarter. There's the whistle.
Maybe an onside kick. I don't know. Where they're looking at it, I don't know.
Cade Warner with the signal, and they are going to try an onside kick here. But Red Hill is able to get on top of it and fall on it at about the 45-yard line.
He popped, it kind of a little pop fly there, and they didn't catch it, but it hit the floor. But there was about three or four Salukis surrounding it before Cumberland could get there.
Well, so, of course, the Salukis were pretty much anticipating
the
onside kick.
Yeah.
So the third quarter will start with Red Hill with the ball in pretty decent field position. They're going to spot the ball at about the 46, actually. So that is where we will start the third quarter of this second-round game between Red Hill and Cumberland. So the Salukis, as usual, go in the wishbone formation. Chase Murray under center, three backs behind him, takes the snap. Hands it off to Drew Moore. He rolls out to the left, gets some room, and gets down to about the 47-yard line. So about a pickup of about seven. So they're going to spot the ball actually at about the 48-yard line.
About a 6-yard pickup.
So that will bring up second down and four for the Salukis. Again, pretty much as you say, Rob, just keep running with the ball. No reason to throw it in the air. There in the wishbone again. Chase Murray under center. Takes the snap. We almost had some movement there. He hands it off to Drew Moore to the left side.
He's going to be a little bit short of a first down, I think.
Looked like we had some movement at the line by a player, but I don't think it was
no penalty.
Illegal.
Didn't see like it. So we got so he moved to the 40. He's on the 45. So he's got about third and one.
Yep. Tonight's broadcast here on the Legend is brought to you by Varner Service Center, offering all of the automotive services that your vehicle needs. Third down and one coming up for the Salukis at the Cumberland 45. Chase Murray, as usual, in the wishbone, under center.
He tips it.
Takes the snap, keeps it himself.
Quarterback sneak.
He's got the first down. He's rolling out to the left. He gets out of bounds at about the 35, but that is a first down for Chase Murray.
That's a big sneak.
Yeah.
He went from the 45 to where they're going to mark him at the 37.
Yep.
About an 8-yard pickup.
Well, he caught the Cumberland line napping, too.
Well, the thing about some, a lot of times, quarterback sneak, you go to a quick count.
Yeah.
Defense just kind of look around. You come up there and just maybe tap the center or something like that, and that's on first sound or something.
First and 10 coming up for our order of the Salukis at the 36 of Cumberland. Wishbone again. Chase Murray takes the snap, fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, rolls out to the left, gets wrapped up very close to the original line of scrimmage. Might have picked up a yard, though.
Yeah, it looks like he might have got across the...
He faked the handoff to Landon Florkowski and kept it himself there.
He got about 2 yards, didn't he?
Yep. Tonight's broadcast also brought to you by Jay's Hilltop Grill, serving breakfast and lunch daily, dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evenings. Second and 8, as he did pick up 2 yards on that play. They're at the 34 of Cumberland. In the wishbone again. Chase Murray takes the snap. Rolls out to the left this time. He's got pressure. Fires it over the middle, and that's going to be incomplete. That was knocked down by a Cumberland defender there. So that will bring up third down and 8 from the 34. And it stops the clock at 9:58 to go here in the third quarter.
So a big third and 8 I think I would run this place if you get four or five,
yeah,
and then go for it on fourth down. If you're passing, you don't make anything, you've got fourth and eight, you probably have to punt, which is not the worst thing in the world.
And, of course, a fourth down, if you turn over on downs, it would stop the clock anyway.
Yeah. So you're at the 34, so if you could pick up 6 or 7 yards here.
They're in the wishbone again. This time, Chase Murray will take the snap. Pitched out to Drew Moore. He rolls out to his left.
Well, he's got the first down.
He's very close. He's going to fight his way. I think he got it.
He's right at the sticks.
He got knocked down just inside the first down area, very close to the 25.
I think they're stopping the clock.
Let's see. I think they are moving the chains. Yep, first down.
I saw that stick chain thing went down. They're heading east or west. He got the 8 yards for it.
And they restart the clock. So that will bring the ball down to about the 26-yard line, so about a pickup of 8 there.
Which is what they needed.
Yep.
Basically.
First and 10 coming up for the Salukis from the 26 of Cumberland. 9:31 to go here in the third quarter. Salukis with their first possession in the second half. In the wishbone, Murray takes the snap.
Gavin Smith.
Hands it off up the middle to Gavin Smith. Gets down to about the 20-yard line, wrapped up by several defenders. Picked up about 5 there. And that'll bring up second down. So the Saluki is pretty much doing what they would normally do, just running with the ball. Tonight's game brought to you by Casey State Bank, your community, your bank. And by Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport, serving Lawrence County for over 10 years. Second down and 6 coming up for the Salukis at the 21. Murray in the wishbone takes the snap. He's going to hand it off up the middle this time. It's Gavin Smith, I think. He got down to about the inside the 10, down very close to the 5. And that's going to be another first down for the Salukis.
That's going to be...
They're going to mark it actually just inside the 10, down to about the 8 or 7.
So it's first and goal. See where this official is over there.
8:30 to go.
So a 13-yard pickup for Smith.
So the clock now just inside 8:30 here in the third quarter. First and goal at the 8 for the Salukis. Wishbone again. Carson Florkowski to the right. Murray takes the snap. Pitches it out to the right side. And they've got the touchdown, and it's Landon Florkowski, I think.
I think so.
And Landon Florkowski punches it in for his first touchdown of the game. And the Salukis make it a 28-0 lead over Cumberland. So that is the first major contribution, essentially, by somebody other than Drew Moore or Corbin Shoulders. Not that nobody's been contributing, but that's the first touchdown by Landon Florkowski. And that is how the third quarter will start for the Salukis, and they'll go for 2 here.
Increases the lead right now to 28-0.
That was an 8-yard touchdown run, and they're going to go for 2 again. Wishbone formation again. Murray under center takes the snap. He's going to keep it himself and roll out to the left, but he slips, and he's not going to get it. So the 2-point conversion fails, but on the Port Blondie scoreboard after an 8-yard touchdown run by Landon Florkowski, it's Red Hill 28 and Cumberland nothing. We're back in 60. This is Red Hill Football on The Legend.
Hi, my mommy and daddy are Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa from Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville.
We're a local family and they like to help people. Mom and dad take care of friendly local folks and make them feel better. Some folks have neck pain and back pain. Others have pain in other places.
We're never ever a pain army, mommy and daddy.
If you have neck, back, or other pains, please call us at 618-943-4949. Or visit us at 1525 Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Hilltop Grill and Bar in Bridgeport, Illinois wants to see you and your family this week. They're the hot spot for dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights with all you can eat, catfish and walleye, juicy pork chops, tender steaks, delicious frog legs, and a slew of other choices on their expanded menu. Hilltop serves up their 7-spice blend fried chicken every Friday night. Dinner begins at 4, also serving breakfast and lunch daily. Make sure you get to the Hilltop in Bridgeport. Great food, cold drinks, hot games, and family-friendly atmosphere.
8:13 to go here in quarter number 3. It's Red Hill 28 and Cumberland nothing as Drew Moore gets set to kick it off to Cumberland once again. With Rod McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart. That last touchdown was by Landon Florkowski as they're going to reposition the ball here. Looked like it fell off the tee.
A lot of times the official comes in from the side and has to hand the ball back. He came in a couple steps, Drew picked it up and put it back on the tee.
This time it's a kick, And that's going to be picked up at the 30. Now past the 35. He's going to try to get some more room here, but gets down to about the 37-yard line. And that is where the Cumberland Pirates will take over with first down. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Culligan of Vincennes. We want to thank Culligan, one of our extra sponsors for the 2017 playoffs. So first down and 10 coming up for the Pirates at their own 39-yard line. Gabe Hatfield will go back in the shotgun. Three receivers to his right and one to his left. Ryan Yall is the running back. Here's a snap to Hatfield. Fires it, and that's going to be picked off, I think. Let's see.
Yes, it is, I think.
Yep.
Who is that?
It was very close to the ground here.
That was about Gavin Smith.
I think it was Gavin Smith.
I think it was.
Number 34, Gavin Smith.
Fourth interception.
And that's another turnover for Gabe Hatfield. And that will give Red Hill the ball in pretty decent position at the Cumberland 40.
Yeah.
So Gavin Smith with the INT. And that is the fourth interception Hatfield has thrown in this game.
Well, at least he's picked on somebody else instead of Corbin Childers.
Yeah. First and 10 at the 40 for the Slokies. 8:04 to go here in the third quarter. Chase Murray takes the snap. He's got pressure here. He rolls out to his right. Keeps rolling. He's going to keep it himself. Go past the 40 inside the 35 and run out of bounds very close to the 30 here.
He got close to a first down. They were in a double wing that time. He wanted to throw it, but there was some pressure, and he made the decision not to put it. He got the first down. He got 11 yards.
And they do move the chains, and it is a first down. They spot the ball officially at the 29-yard line.
16 first downs for Red Hill and 4 for Cumberland.
So first and 10 coming up for the Slukies at the Cumberland 29. 7:56 to go here in quarter number 3. Chase Murray back under center. They're in the wishbone again. They've got Carson Florkowski to their left. Here's the snap. Pitches it out to Drew Moore. Moore runs out to his left. Tries to beat a defender here. Stiff arms a defender. Gets the first down. And finally gets wrapped up out of bounds. And gets the first down. So that will move the chains once again. He picked up about 12 or 13 there, it looked like.
They moved it at the 16, it looks like. So 13 yards.
So that'll bring up first and 10 at the Cumberland 16-yard line. And another chance for the Slukies to maybe get some points here. 7:47 to go here in quarter number 3. Again, Argenta and Athens will play each other tomorrow afternoon, and the winner will take on the winner of this game. They're in the wishbone again. Murray takes the snap. He's going to hand it off up the middle, I think, to Florkowski. They got a little bit of room there. So that'll bring up second down. 7:34 to go here in quarter number 3. They spot the ball at about the 15-yard
line. I think it's about the 11.
The 11?
Yeah, because he was at the 16.
So about a 5-yard pickup there.
Second and 5 from the 11.
7:20 to go here in quarter number 3. They go in the wishbone formation again. Chase Murray under center. Three backs. No receivers on either side. Takes a snap. Hands it off up the middle, I think, to Gavin Smith.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He got inside the 5-yard line there before being brought down.
Pick up first down.
So that will make it.
No, that was. Yeah, it was.
Yeah. That was a first down.
Yeah, he's
inside the 5. He needs about 6 more yards. So.
7 yards on the pickup to the first and goal at the 4.
So we're inside 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. First and goal at the 4. Slukies with 4 more chances to get some points. Chase Murray in the wishbone again takes the snap. They're going to hand it off up the middle and get stuffed very close to the line of scrimmage, and they don't get the touchdown there. So 6:35 to go here in quarter number 3. And that was a 2-yard pickup there. That'll bring up second down and goal.
Second and goal from the 2.
So, 2 more chances. I think that was Drew Moore, the carrier, on that last.
Okay. I couldn't tell. I didn't.
They go in the wishbone again. Chase Murray under center takes a snap. He's going to hand it off, I think, to Gavin Smith, and they get stuffed very close to the line of scrimmage. So, not much gain there, if any, and that'll bring up third and goal. 6 minutes to go here in quarter number 3.
Looks like he's about to about the, what, the 1 yard line, maybe the 2 yard line.
We'll give them no gain.
Yeah.
Third and goal from the 2.
Yep. Again, Cumberland used to be in the Little Illini Conference. Their last meeting was in 2013.
They were in it a long time before Red Hill was.
Well, yeah. 5:36 to go here in quarter number 3. Murray takes the snap, hands it off to Gavin Smith up the middle.
Touchdown.
So Gavin Smith punches it in for the Red Hill Salukis, and that's going to make it a 34-0 lead. So Gavin Smith with his touchdown. He got the last interception too, and now he scores the touchdown to make it 34-0 in favor of the Salukis, and they'll go for two here again to try to make it a 36-0 lead. So all of Red Hill's touchdowns so far have been rushing touchdowns.
As except for the pass interception.
Yeah, that's right. There in the wishbone again. Chase Murray takes the snap, fires it towards the end zone, and that's going to be caught by Carson Florkowski, I think.
I think so.
And that is a passing two-point conversion, and Carson Florkowski reels it in to make two more points. So on the Port Blount scoreboard, 5:31 to go in the third quarter. Red Hill leads at 36-0 over Cumberland. Back in 60, this is Red Hill football on The Legend.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road Monday through Friday and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Hey, Gulligan Man Bob here. A Vincennes family had a hot water scale on their dishwasher and shower door. They called Gulligan. Our test showed dissolved solids over 3 times the level of most water supplies. So we took care of the problem by installing a Culligan HE, the world's most efficient water softener, and a Culligan reverse osmosis drinking water system. Contaminants may not be in your water, but if you see signs, be sure to get a water test from your local Culligan dealer.
To receive a free water test from a licensed water specialist, call Culligan of Vincennes or learn more at ChooseCulligan.com.
Back at Cumberland High School, it's 36-0 in favor of the Salukis as Drew Moore gets set to kick it off to Cumberland. There's the signal by Moore, and here's the kickoff. And that's going to be picked up by Ryan Yaw at the 15-yard line. He gets inside the 25, past the 30, past the 35, and gets wrapped up right at the 35. And that was number 50 of Red Hill, Ty Ramzaran, making the tackle. So
his dad, Dr. Stephen Ramzaran, is the team doctor. And sometimes the kickoff teams, you put in a few other kids that are don't normally play on a regular basis.
So if the Salukis can get a stop here and then another touchdown, that would mean over a 40-point lead and then a running clock.
So we'll see Hatfield under center with an I formation.
One receiver to the right and one to the left. Hatfield takes the snap. He's going to hand it off to Yaw. They're going to try to go up the middle, and they may have picked up 1 or 2 yards there. They get wrapped up by the Red Hill defense, and that'll bring up second down. So that brings the clock down to 5:10 to go here in quarter number 3. Last time these two teams met was 2013, and I believe Cumberland won that game over Red Hill.
50-36.
And, of course, Cumberland left the conference after that. Gabe Hatfield will go in the shotgun this time. He's got 2 receivers to his right and 1 to his left. Ryan Yaw, the running back. Hatfield takes the snap. Fakes the handoff, rolls out to his right, being chased. He's going to fire it, and that's going to be caught by Miles Gerhardt. He gets inside the original line of scrimmage down to about the 37-yard line. So that'll bring up third down and about 9. 4:03 to go here in quarter number 3. Again, your score is Red Hill 36 and Cumberland nothing. Third and 8 coming up. As Cumberland's still talking it over, and now they break the huddle.
Needs to get to the Cumberland 47, it looks like. So it's 8 or 9 yards to go here.
They'll go in the shotgun. 2 receivers on both sides, and Ryan Yaw, the running back. Hatfield takes the snap, fires it to his right, and that's going to be caught by Gerhardt again.
That's going to be way short,
first down. He got wrapped up very short of the 40, it looked like, at about the 39 or 38. So that's going to bring up fourth down And we'll have to see what Cumberland decides to
do. That's going to be their first punt of the game, it looks like.
I believe they punted earlier in this game.
Yes,
though.
They did. They did, yeah.
Their first possession was a three and out.
Yeah, it was a 44-yard punt.
And Tyson McGee will do the honors. He, of course, did the first punt of the game. Drew Moore is back to receive at the 30 of Red Hill. So Cumberland in the punting formation. Tyson McGee waits. Here's the snap. It's a high snap, and he gets off the punt. Drew Moore is going to run to his left, and he's going to let the ball go out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
So the ball goes out of bounds at about the 32-yard line, 33 or 34. We're going to spot it at about the 34.
About a 26-yard punt. So Salinas will take over.
With 3:12 to go here in quarter number three. So far, Rob, it's been pretty much the Red Hill running game and the Red Hill defense.
Yeah, right. It's passing game. They've attempted two passes, one regular, but one on the extra point, which they got. But they don't need to pass it.
That's right.
They've had, like I said, 183, about 275 yards rushing so far.
And, of course, in this situation, Rob, you know, with a 36-0 lead and 3:12 to go in the third quarter, basically 15-12 to go in the game, you just want to run the clock down.
If you can get a score, get it to that running clock, then, you know.
So they go back in the wishbone. Chase Murray under center takes the snap. He's going to hand it off to Drew Moore. He runs out to his left and gets down to about the 40 inside the 40, down to about the 41-yard line, and that'll be a pickup of about 7.
Mm-hmm.
So that will bring up second and about 3. So they got to get down to the 40, get a first down. 2:49 to go here in the third quarter, and again, the Salukis basically just using that clock.
Was it the Pittsburgh Steelers when Chuck Noll was ground? Was he ground Chuck?
I think so.
This is ground Billy here.
There you go. They're in the wishbone again. Chase Murray takes the snap.
He's going to keep it himself.
Keep it himself. Roll out to the left. He's got a first down. He's inside the 50 and runs out of bounds. So that will stop the clock, at least temporarily, as he did run out of bounds there.
He got out to about the 49, it looks like. About an 8-yard pickup.
Rob, another coach known for running the ball, of course, Woody Hayes, the legendary head coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes. That famous phrase, 2 yards in a cloud of dust.
Yeah. And now, of course, we're playing on these artificial surfaces. You know, it's but so many teams use those spread offenses, and like they run the ball some, but
what happened? Throw a pass into them or back.
Right.
So
and it's happened 4 times to Cumberland tonight.
That's right.
Picked up about two yards on the play.
Yeah. And if Corbin Shoulder is responsible for 3 of those interceptions, and one of them was a pick six. Gavin Smith, of course, with the other interception. Ball inside the 50 at the 48. Second and 8 for the Salukis. Murray will take the snap, hand it off to Gavin Smith.
He got about 2.
2 or 3 yards, gets wrapped up. Down about the 46-yard line, so a 2-yard pickup. And that will bring up 3rd and about 6. 1:03 to go here in quarter number 3. Again, a reminder, assuming Red Hill wins this game, they will be back in action, we think, at home, probably next Saturday against either Argenta or Athens.
Red Hill's most of the rushing yards have been coming off the left side of their offensive line.
They're in the wishbone again. Murray takes a snap, keeps it himself, rolls out to his right. He's still keeping it. He gets inside the 40. He's got a first down.
He's going to run out of bounds.
Got pushed out, at about the 35-yard line of Red Hill. And that is another first down for the Salukis.
21 for Red Hill.
It was a scary moment earlier in this game when Chase Murray had to be helped off the field, but he's back on the field. And the Salukis have been very efficient running the ball. Carson Florkowski is going to come back into the game from the sideline.
We've got 119 yards rushing this quarter for Red Hill. So they're over up to the 300 mark now.
It's going to be a lot of competition for our Player of the Game award, our Carla Richland Memorial Player of the Game. So they go in the wishbone this time. He takes the snap, hands it off to Landon Florkowski down about the 35-yard line. We're under a minute to go here in the third quarter. And that will bring up about 2nd and very close to 10. They're going to spot the ball at the 35, so no gain. 2nd and 9 officially. 45 seconds to go here in quarter number 3. And we might see one more play before the end of the third quarter.
Yeah, we'll see at least one. But I'm kind of surprised they got 25 second clocks at each end, but they're not using them, so. It hasn't been an issue, so it probably won't be today.
Yeah. Chase Murray back under center. They're in the wishbone again. Murray takes the snap, hands it off to Drew, fakes the handoff, fires it down the middle towards Carson Florkowski. He can't come up with it. He faked the handoff there and tried to bomb it towards Carson Florkowski for the touchdown, but Carson could not come up with it.
That's the play they've used a lot with that wishbone when you're running, run play action in the tight end or split end, whatever it is. Probably a tight end. That situation runs all the way down, and he's wide open. So there's going to be one more play this quarter.
Again, I can't tell how many plays are left in the quarter.
No. Which you didn't think they'd throw the ball. Being, you
there
know.
You go. Kind of surprising they would throw the ball,
well,
although they did trick the defense.
Yeah, that particular one is what they wanted to do that way. So.
And, of course, they used a similar play on a two-point conversion where Carson did reel in the two-point conversion. Yeah. This time they're going to go in the shotgun. This is unusual. Two receivers to the left and one to the right. Murray takes a snap. He's got protection, fires it to his left, and that's going to be incomplete again.
It was tipped, I think, at the line. So
that's going to stop the clock at 17.2, and that's going to bring up fourth and nine. So a little trickery here from Billy Gray.
Yeah. Fourth and nine, 35. Do you go for it? I mean, you're up 36-0, but...
I think you might as well go for it. I mean, the worst thing that's going to happen is basically a turnover on downs.
Yeah, and you're going to...
And basically give Cumberland the ball.
Yeah. So,
in their own territory. So 17.2 seconds to go here in quarter number three.
We're going to go out of the wishbone on this fourth and nine.
As usual. Chase Murray in the wishbone again under center. Three backs behind him. Murray waits, takes a snap, pitches it out to Drew Moore. Drew Moore runs out to his left. He's going
to
try to throw it. He got tipped or hacked as he threw it. Intercepted. And that's going to be past the 50. He's inside the 40. He gets wrapped up out of bounds inside the 40.
He was off balance going to his left when he threw the ball.
Let's see. I think that was number 23 on that for Cumberland. It would have been 23. Let's see. But nonetheless, that is a turnover as it was Drew Moore that threw the pick. So Cumberland will take over on a turnover. First and 10 at the Red Hill 39 for Cumberland. So 5.9 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Drew Moore on a trick play there, but it is intercepted. And with 5.9 seconds to go here, Cumberland's got the ball in pretty decent field position. Score is still 36-0 in favor of Red Hill. And Gabe Hatfield waiting for the signal. There's the signal. He's under center this time. One receiver to the left and one to the right. Hatfield takes the snap. Hands it off to Yaw. They go up the middle and get down about the 35-yard line. And that's going to end the third quarter. So, after three quarters on the Port Blondie scoreboard, it's Red Hill 36 and Cumberland nothing. Quarter number four coming your way after this one-minute break. You're listening to Red Hill Football on The Legend.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Saluki fans, everyone at Cunningham Funeral Homes is enjoying another fun season of Red Hill High School football. Our family serving your family is not only our slogan, it's our unwavering commitment to serving our local residents during their most difficult times. Cunningham Funeral Homes strives to meet the financial needs as well as emotional needs of our families. Cunningham Funeral Homes, with multiple locations in Lawrence County to serve you. Contact us at cunninghamfuneralhomes.com.
And we are back starting the fourth quarter at Cumberland High School. Saluki still with a 36-0 lead with Rob McKinley. I'm Adam Reinhart, but Cumberland did just record an interception, and that was on a trick play by Drew Moore, which he tried to throw the ball, and Cumberland has a second and six at the Red Hill 34.
Red Hill, through three quarters, has run 53 plays to 29 for Cumberland.
So Gabe Hatfield will go in the shotgun again this time. He's got two receivers on both sides, and Ryan Yaw is his running back. Hatfield waits and takes a snap. He's going to hand it off again to Ryan Yaw. He goes up the middle and gets tackled at about the 33-yard line. So that will bring up third down coming up for the Pirates.
Got about 2 yards maybe on the play.
So
third down and about three.
Six, actually. Well, actually, yeah, you're all right, three.
At the 32.
11:36 to go in the game. We are now in the fourth quarter. So Gabe Hatfield will go back in the shotgun. He's got two receivers to his left and Tyson McGee to his right. Ryan Yaw is the running back. Hatfield waits and takes the snap. Hands it off this time to the left, and they're going to tackle him for a loss. So a good tackle there by Red Hill. And that was Colton Scott on the carry for Cumberland. And so it'll be fourth down for the Cumberland Pirates. 11:03 to go now in this game.
So he lost yardage on the play. He lost about 7 yards on the play, didn't he?
He lost quite a bit there. Fourth and nine. Yep, he lost about six. So they're going to go for it on fourth down. They're in the shotgun again. Three receivers to the left and Tyson McGee to the right. Hatfield in the shotgun. Takes the snap. He drops back. He's got protection. He's going to fire it deep towards his right side, towards McGee, and it's incomplete. Tyson McGee was the intended target there, but it is a turnover on downs. Tyson McGee was covered well, though.
Yeah, I think that was Gavin Smith, wasn't it?
Looked like it.
Yeah, I saw him out here. He had a 5'9", covering about a 6'3".
So that is a turnover on downs for Cumberland, and Red Hill will take over at their own 38. So, 10:36 to go now in the game. We are now officially in the fourth quarter of play. If the Salukis can get a touchdown here, that would be a running clock.
And it's safe to assume that the Salukis are going to advance to the next, the third round.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, first and 10 from their own 38 for the Salukis. They'll go in the wishbone again. Chase Murray under center. Three backs behind him. Murray waits and takes a snap. He's going to pitch it to Landon Florkowski. He runs out to his right, gets some room, gets down to about the 44-yard line, so a pickup of about five there, depending on where they spot the ball.
I still have Cumberland with four first downs. Red Hill with 21.
Yeah, Cumberland did have a decent drive in the first half, but of course that ended with a Corbin Shoulders interception. So that will bring up second down as they spot the ball at about the 38-yard line, so we picked up four there. And that'll bring up second and six. 10:03 to go here in the game. Red Hill on top, 36-0. Salukis going the wishbone again. Murray takes the snap. He's going to hand it off this time. They go up the middle, and they're going to take him down about the 48-yard line. It looked like that was Drew Moore on the ball carry.
I think it was.
So that looked like about a four-yard pickup, maybe about three. And now they blow the whistle. And we've got an injury timeout.
I think it's more to kind of limp off the field a little bit, but
yeah,
I think it's Moore.
Looks like Drew Moore.
Yeah. He's had that ankle problem since early in the season, so.
Yeah.
Maybe a good time to give him some rest. And
yeah. Of course, with a 36-0 lead,
right.
I mean, there's no point in really having him in the game for the rest of the game. You don't want to risk any further injury.
Put Corbin Shoulders in there and let him run.
And, of course, we saw what happened to Chase Murray in the first
right.
quarter. That looked scary, but
yeah, it did.
He's back in the game. So third and one from the 47. Wishbone formation again. Chase Murray takes the snap to go up the middle. Gavin Smith has it. I think he got the first down.
Looks like he did.
Depending on forward progress, and it looks like they're already
they
moving
it.
The chains. Yep.
We got about two.
So first down, Salukis, with 9:18 to go here in the fourth and final quarter. Again, assuming the Salukis advance, next week we will have it for you right here on The Legend. We don't know the time yet, but it'll most likely be Saturday, and it'll most likely be at home.
It will be at home. I would say a 1 or 2. I'll throw a timeout on it because...
Yeah. And they go in the wishbone again. Chase Murray under center. Takes the snap. He's going to keep it himself and roll out to the right, and he's going to be sacked. So he's taken down at about the 45. He was pushed even further back.
They're going to mark him at about the 47 or 48. A loss of about two on the play, I think, from where they marked it, because he was at the 49. They could have marked it at the 47.
So, again, the Salukis basically just trying to keep the ball on the ground and run some clock down.
That's only the second negative yardage play for Red Hill.
So that brings the clock down to 8:23 and counting here in the fourth quarter. And the Salukis, it'll be second and 12. He lost two on that play. They'll go in the wishbone again. Murray takes the snap, hands it off to Landon Florkowski. He gets past the original line of scrimmage down to about the 47 of Cumberland. So about a six-yard pickup there. And that'll bring up third down. They're going to put the ball at the 48-yard line.
So you got about 5 yards
five
on the play.
Yards.
Yeah.
So that will bring up third and seven for the Red Hill Salukis. 7:45 to go here as the clock keeps running in the final quarter.
It's not a running clock, but when you're running the ball, it's almost like a running
clock.
Yeah,
that's what you want to keep doing.
Mm-hmm.
Chase Murray in the wishbone formation again. Takes the snap. Fakes the handoff. He's going to fire it over the middle, and that's going to be, let's see here.
Incomplete.
Incomplete. It was incomplete. The intended target was Andy Wells. He almost had it. It was
yeah.
a very close play. We had to wait for the signal.
Mm-hmm.
But it is an incomplete pass, and that will bring up fourth and seven.
I think they'll come in for punt. And I'm sure maybe Josh Henry will do the punting.
Well, the 36-0 lead, I mean,
yeah.
there's no need to.
No. Drew Moore has been the punter, but Josh Henry will do the punting in this game.
So that will be Red Hill's first punt of the game with 7:28 to go here in the game. Josh Henry back to punt. Here's the snap, and there's the punt. And that's going to be fielded inside the 20.
He fielded it about out, or it went out of bounds.
Yeah.
So.
I think they're almost trying to let it go out of bounds,
yeah.
essentially. So that will bring up first down for the Cumberland Pirates, who will take over in their own territory. Very close to the, and they're going to, let's see where they spot the ball here.
This fish was about the 17, like that. So
yep.
be what? About a 35-yard punt.
Yep. Again, the Salukis, assuming they advance, will face either Argenta or Athens, depending on
right.
who wins that game tomorrow. First and 10 coming up for the Pirates at their own 17-yard line. Gabe Hatfield under center. They're in the I form this time. Receiver on both sides, one to the right and one to the left. Hatfield waits and takes the snap. He drops back. He's got protection. Fires it to his right towards Miles Gerhardt, and that's going to be incomplete.
Almost the fourth interception for Corbin Shoulders.
Yeah. Corbin Shoulders covered him well, and that was very close to being an interception. So that will bring up second down and 10. Of course, Corbin Shoulders already with three picks in this game, the last one being a pick six. You know, we talked about turnovers last week, and Corbin had a great interception last week, too, against...
One-handed.
Yeah, one-handed. That's right. So second and 10 coming up for the Pirates at their own 17. Gabe Hatfield back in the I for him. He's got one receiver to his left and one to his right. Hatfield waits and takes the snap. He's going to hand it off this time. They go up the middle. It's Ryan Yaw, I think, with it.
Yeah.
And they're going to wrap him up at about the 20-yard line.
Somebody got him by the... shirt tail there, and he drug him another couple yards, but he moved it to the about a 3-yard pickup.
They'll spot the ball at the 20-yard line officially. Third and seven, yep. 6:52 to go here in the game. Salukis on top, 36-0. So they will go in the I form again this time. Miles Gerhardt goes to the left for Cumberland, and they've got a receiver to the right as well. Hatfield takes the snap. He's going to keep it himself. Roll out to the right. Fire it over the middle, and that's going to be caught. And they get inside the 30-yard line.
Got a first down. But
he's got a very close to a first down. And they're going to wrap him up inside the 30, about the 33-yard line.
I see the number on there.
And that is number 10 for Cumberland. That would be Colton Scott. So
he was on the 20 to the 13-yard pickup.
So first down for the Cumberland Pirates. Is that their fifth first
their
down
fifth
of the game?
Their fifth first down, yes.
They only had four until that one. 6:13 to go in the game. This time they will go in the shotgun. They've got two receivers to the left and one and two to the right. Hatfield will take the snap. Hands it off this time up the middle. And they're going to get down to about the 35-yard line.
About a 2-yard pickup, looks like, maybe, isn't it?
Yeah, and I believe Colton Scott was the ball carrier on that play as well. And it looks like he might be limping off the field. So Colton Scott, and we are going to have, I think, an injury timeout as Colton Scott is really limping. He's going to have to be helped off the field. So we will take an injury timeout on the Port Blondie scoreboard. 5:44 to go in the game. Actually, I think they're going to resume.
Yeah, I think they're ready. It's not like college things. When they do that, they have to get more commercials. Yep.
So
just to start the clock.
Yep, so we will not take a break. That was a very quick injury timeout. 5:38 to go, and the clock continues running. That'll be 2nd and 7 coming up here at the 35-yard line of Cumberland. So Cumberland, in the final 5:25 of their season, trying to get one last touchdown if they can before the season ends. They're in the shotgun this time. Hatfield will take the snap. Hand it off this time up the middle. They get inside the 40. Down to the 45, they've got a first down, and that's Ryan Yaw on the carry. Got down to about the 46 there, and that will move the chains.
Radio has some second-line players in the defense now. Picked up, that's what, 10 yards in that play?
Yep. 5:03 to go here in the game. Cumberland with the ball down 36-0. And they will go in the I form this time. Miles Garrett splits out to the left, and receiver as well to the right. Hatfield takes the snap. Hands it off to Ryan Yaw. They go up the middle.
Yeah, got tripped up about the 35, about the 45, and fell to about the 47.
Picked up about 2 there. So they will spot the ball at the 47-yard line with 4:33 to go here in the game. That'll bring up 2nd and 8 coming up. They'll go in the shotgun this time. 2 receivers to the left and 2 to the right as well. And they will take the snap here, hands it off up the middle, and they're going to get inside the 50, down very close to the 46. That's going to be very close to a first down.
Oh, Scott back in there, so.
So that was very cool. We'll have to see where they spot the ball here. He might have been short.
I think he's about a yard short.
Yep. And that will bring up 3rd down. They do not move the chains. So Gabe Hatfield will go in the I form again. 1 receiver on both sides. Hatfield waits and takes the snap. Hands it off to Yaw. Yaw's going to be stuffed very close to the line of scrimmage. And I don't think he got the first down.
No, I think he's a little bit short. No gain.
So that will bring up 4th and about 1 or maybe even 2. It looks like about 4th and 1.
These kids that are in there on defense right now, they're doing a fine job keeping from making big plays so far.
3:19 to go here in the game. 4th and 1 for Cumberland.
Trying to keep the shutout intact. We'll see what happens here.
They're in the I form this time. Gabe Hatfield, 1 receiver on both sides, takes the snap. Hands it off to Yaw. They go up the middle. They got the first down. They're inside the 40. Down to about the 36-yard line. So they do get the first down, and they keep the possession alive.
At about a 9-yard pickup.
So that will bring the ball to the Red Hill 37. 3 minutes even to go here in the game. Coming up on our post-game show, we'll have the Carlo Richland Memorial Player of the Game and our Amberoff Federal Credit Union Sub of the Game. And we'll also hear from Red Hill football coach Billy Gray. That's coming up after the game. In the meantime, Gabe Hatfield in the I form. He's got 1 receiver on both sides. Takes the snap. Pitches it out to Yaw. Yaw tries to get some room to the left. He gets down to about the 35-yard line. So a pickup of about 2 there.
Yeah. Got tripped up again. He had some speed there on the corner, but somebody came up in the defensive secondary to get him tripped up.
2:22 to go here in the game. 2nd and 8 coming up at the Red Hill 35 for the Pirates. Gabe Hatfield will go back in the I form this time. Miles Gearhart is his receiver to the right. He also has a receiver to the left. Hatfield takes the snap. Hands it off to Ryan Yaw again. They go up the middle, and they're going to get wrapped up very close to the 30.
Under 2 minutes to go.
So that will bring up 3rd down, and the Salukis pretty much well on their way to victory. I think the outcome's pretty clear at this point.
Yes, it has been since a little bit right after halftime.
Yeah.
When Red Hill scored that first touchdown of the second half to go up 28-0, that pretty well sealed it.
Big crowd on hand for the Salukis. Lots of fans came out, and a lot of them standing room only. A very small section for the visitors, but lots of Red Hill fans spilling over onto the standing room area to the left and right. So Gabe Hatfield back in the I form. One receiver on both sides. It's third and five. Takes the snap. Hands it off to Yaw again. Yaw runs out to the left. He's going to be wrapped up at about the 25. Very close to a first down. And they do move the chains. So it is a first down for the Pirates with 1:16 to go here in the game. Ball at the 25 exactly as the clock continues to run. Now we're at 1 minute and 10 seconds to go here. As this time, Hatfield will go in the shotgun. He's got two receivers to his right and two to his left. Hatfield waits and takes the snap. Here comes pressure. He hands it off to Ryan Yaw. They go up the middle, and they're going to wrap him up just inside the 25, down to about the 23. Rob, it's been a very peaceful game so far compared to what we saw in the second quarter last week.
Well, actually, there hadn't been any penalties in the second half, and I don't think. Really had four illegal procedure penalties, and Cumberland had one penalty for 5 yards.
That's right. All of Red Hill's penalties tonight have been at the line of scrimmage. They go in the I form with 27 seconds to go here. Hatfield takes a snap, pitches it out to Yaw on the left side, tries to make some room, gets a first down, and gets wrapped up just inside the 10, maybe around the 5. So that will at least temporarily stop the clock at 19.9 to go in the game. And the Pirates trying to get one last touchdown before the end of the season and trying to spoil
the
shutout.
It looks like he's on the 10-yard line. Is that it?
Yeah, they're going to mark the ball at exactly the 10. So 19.5 to go in the game. Cumberland with the ball trying to get one last score.
And their only score of the game.
Yep. Last score of the season, too.
Yes.
They're in the I form. One receiver on both sides. Hatfield under center. Takes the snap. Pitches it out to Yaw. They run out to the right side. And they're going to wrap him up very close to the line of scrimmage. And with 11 seconds to go, and the clock is going to continue to run.
That's going to be it.
And they're not going to call another timeout. Nope. And that is going to do it. So time will run out. 1 second, and that's it. And the Red Hill Salukis are off to round three.
And record-setting season now with 11 wins.
How about that? So the Salukis are 11-0, and your final score on the Port Blondie scoreboard is the Red Hill Salukis 36 and the Cumberland Pirates nothing, as the Salukis will advance to round three of the IHSA state playoffs, and they will take on either Argenta or Athens, depending on who wins tomorrow afternoon. So a great win for the Salukis as they move on to round three. We'll be back after a two-minute break, and we will bring you our post-game show and our player and subs of the game and hear from Red Hill football coach Billy Gray. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football on The Legend.
Are you the one that's always prepared, always thinking ahead? Then you're probably the one who's done your homework and compared Citizens National Bank of Albion's zero to low fees to the other banks. There's a reason we're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area. We take a no fluff, no nonsense approach to banking. Come in and talk to one of our customer service professionals and go over your banking products and services and compare fees. You'll be glad you did.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
I am Valerie Burns, MD. I am one of the primary care providers at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. I am board certified in family medicine. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital is a facility that is staffed by many of the physicians whom you have grown up with and who know the ins and outs of your care. These are patients that many of our providers have seen for many years, go to church with, see at ball games, attend their children's functions, and who also see at our long-term care facilities. We provide the best care for our local residents by getting to see them regularly, knowing the ins and outs of their care, knowing them as people. After you get out, we follow patients both outside the home and in our local rehab and nursing facilities as well to provide the best outcomes after hospitalization. Certain surrounding facilities use a hospitalist program where you may see a different hospitalist every day. It doesn't provide the same level of familiarity or continuity of care as seeing the same doctor on a daily basis.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
You're listening to Saluki Football on The Legend, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
And your final score once again on the Port Blondie scoreboard is the Red Hill Salukis 36 and the Cumberland Pirates nothing. And the Salukis advance to round three of the IHSA state playoffs. And next week they will take on either Argenta or Athens, depending on who wins next week.
Yep. Salukis got off to a good start. They stopped Cumberland on their first possession. Red Hill then scored on a 9-yard run by Drew Mover, 6:42 to go in the period. Pass failed, and it was 6-0 at Red Hill. Salukis got the ball back with 1:46 to go. Moore on a 7-yard run. Moore, the 2-point conversion, made it to get 14-0. Then in the third quarter, with 1:22 to go in the second quarter, Corbin Shoulders returned an interception 40 yards for a touchdown, and that made it 22-0. They scored again in the third quarter with 8:13 to go on an 8-yard run by Landon Flakowski. It was 28-0, and then Gavin Smith had a 2-yard run with 5:31 to go in the third quarter, completing the scoring after Carson Flakowski caught a pass from Murray for the 2-point conversion. Final of 36-0, but the big thing, Red Hill scoring those two touchdowns with 1:46 to go in the second quarter, and then 24 seconds later, Shoulders' interception return, making it 22-0 at the half, and they go on to win it 36-0.
So, Drew Moore finishes the game with two touchdowns, also an INT. Corbin Shoulders, as you say, three interceptions, one of them being a pick six. Gavin Smith had an interception as well and a touchdown. And the one pass of the game for a score was Chase Murray to Carson Florkowski for a 2-point conversion. And that made the score, I believe, what it is on the final. 36-0 was your final.
And so, Red Hill about 325 to 330 yards rushing.
So definitely a good day rushing-wise for the Red Hill Salukis. Time to announce now our Carla Richland Memorial Player of the Game, and it's got to be Corbin Shoulders.
Right. Three interceptions, a pick six out of that. They came it all in the first half, I believe. And you know, he's got nine interceptions now in the season. The Salukis now with 19 interceptions.
And, of course, Corbin came very close to getting a fourth pick as well. That that ended up being an incomplete pass, but nonetheless a great game from him. Three picks, and, of course, one of them a run for a touchdown. And so Corbin Shoulders, congratulations, is our Carla Richland Memorial Player of the Game. Our Ambrough Federal Credit Union sub of the game was a little tougher to get out,
right,
but we've decided on Ty Ramser.
Ty Ramser, he had a tackle on one of the kickoffs, and, you know, he plays on kickoff teams and things like that, and, you know, he's a sophomore or a junior, I believe, and, you know, it's coming along pretty good, so expect good things from Ty in the next year or so.
Billy Gray appears to be on his way to the press box, so
yes,
we will take a quick 30-second break, and we'll be back with Red Hill football coach Billy Gray. This is Saluki Football on The Legend.
Barner Service Center can save you cold, hard cash with these bargain deals. Up to 5 quarts of STP conventional oil, lube, and filter, only $28.95. 6 quarts is $32.95. Up to 5 quarts of STP synthetic oil, lube, and filter, only $33.95. 6 quarts is $38.95. A 4-wheel alignment with tire rotation, $65. AC recharge and inspection, $55.95. The best value is at Barner Service Center at the intersection of State and Judy in Bridgeport.
And we are back and joined by Red Hill football coach Billy Gray. And first of all, Billy, congratulations. 11-0 on your way to round three. Great season already so far. Great win tonight against Cumberland. And got to be proud of your effort and how things went. You got pretty much from the start. Great performance tonight.
Thank you. It was an exceptional win. The team came out and they did everything right tonight. And the turnover battle we talked about last week, it came up huge today. And you know, there's not much else to say. They did their jobs, and they did them well, and did them till the end of the ballgame.
And, of course, the turnover batter, Corbin Shoulders, three picks, one of them a pick six for a touchdown. Came very close to having a fourth interception. You know, he had a great interception last week, too, a one-hand interception, so it's good to have that, certainly.
Yeah, he's been such a blessing. You know, first-year player coming out as a senior like that, broken back when he was a freshman, and to come out and do what he's done for us this season is just tremendous. So I don't know where we'd be secondary-wise without him, because he's made so many tremendous plays like that.
And you got about 325, 330 yards, all your yards on the ground. But that's one thing, you were able to pick up those yards, run time off the clock.
Oh, yeah, you know, and I tell you that each week. We want to eat up the clock if we can. And obviously score as fast as possible, but if you can't score fast, you make a slow drive. And, you know, I felt like they thought they could shut our run down, and tonight we proved that that's a little tougher to do than it is to say.
Chase Murray, of course, had to be helped off the field earlier in the game, but he came back, did very well, got a lot of yards rushing, and, of course, did a good job as quarterback after coming back from a rather a scary moment for him, but certainly good for him to come back after that.
Yeah, it was very scary. Ended up, he just hit a little nerve that caused some pain to shoot down his leg. And once he got over there and got calmed down, and the trainer and Doc looked at him, then he was ready to get back in the game, and he came out and did a great job.
And I know Drew had to come off a little bit. Was it kind of a recurring nagging with the ankle?
Yeah, Drew's got an ankle again, but he told me there at the end of the game he's running across the field right now, actually, so he's going
to
be fine.
And it was safe to be able to take him out and rest him from that point on.
Yeah. At that point, we had the game in hand, and you know, it's so exciting. The kid's 11-0. That's the first Red Hill team to ever do that, or Bridgeport Township High School team to ever do that. So, just excited for him. And I told him they've got next week. They got a chance to, you know, make more history. Nobody's ever been to the semifinals, so we'll get back to work tomorrow and see what we got to do.
Well, you made it to the quarterfinals when you were a senior, and you got that experience. You know, say that this is.
Yeah, that's what I told him before the game, that you know, I couldn't wait to welcome him to the club with the quarterfinalists, and some of my old teammates were here tonight, and I was happy to see that.
And, of course, with this being a Friday night, you have an extra day to, you know, celebrate the win, get ready for next week. And, of course, next week it's either Athens or Argenta, most likely at home. So got an extra day to celebrate and prepare as well.
Yeah, you know, the celebrating, it'll be on the bus ride home. And us coaches are going to head to Argenta tomorrow to watch that game. And if I'm not mistaken, I think it's guaranteed a home third-round game here. So very exciting, you know, and that's something we've never had. So these kids have worked so hard this year, and they've earned it.
Yeah, another cold game. You know, you've been used to warm weather, and, you know, this game not necessarily as cold as last week, but your team has handled it well so far.
Yeah, the weather doesn't seem to bother him, which, you know, I've talked to him a little bit about that. I was worried about coming up here and having a wet turf and causing us some problems with our power game, but the field was in great shape, and it helped us out.
All right, Coach, congratulations. Go enjoy this one, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
That is Red Hill football coach Billy Gray. We will take one more timeout and be back with final thoughts. This is Red Hill football on The Legend.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
Ambrell Federal Credit Union, Lawrence County's member-owned, not-for-profit financial institution. Not owned by a big corporation, that means lower rates and fees for you. When you're a member, you're a part owner, not just a customer, and your money stays in Lawrence County. Ambrell Federal Credit Union can offer a better way to do your banking. Ambrell Federal Credit Union, next to Walmart in Lawrenceville. 618-943-2913. Membership eligibility required. Member
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport is sweet on their dogs. The undefeated football Salukis are ready to bring the fight once again this Friday night as they hit the road, continuing their quest towards a high school football championship. Rucker's Candy and Wholesale wishes the Saluki players and coaches the very best throughout the tournament. Rutgers reminds you, take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
And once again, your final score from Cumberland High School, it's Red Hill 36 and Cumberland nothing. Red Hill moves on to the state quarterfinals of the playoffs with Rob McKinley. I'm Adam Reinhardt, and actually I have some scores to pass along as well on the Port Blondie scoreboard. From Indiana, a final score from a sectional championship game in overtime, Southridge 38 and Modern Day 31, so the Southridge Raiders are sectional champs. In the fourth quarter, Evansville Central leads Bossy 28-0. And also in the fourth quarter, Evansville Memorial leads Gibson Southern 26-17. I don't have final scores on the Eastern Green or Terre Haute North games, but I do know that the Eastern Green Thunderbirds are sectional champs. They beat North Central, and the Terre Haute North Patriots are sectional champs as well. They beat Terre Haute South.
And you're looking, going back to Red Hill, Saluki's their third shutout in their last four games. You said they got Lawrenceville and Flora, and now Cumberland, so the defense has been there. The story of the game, I think, was the defense early. The offense was consistent throughout the game of the defense early, and then shutting down the passing, basically in the three interceptions by Corbin, one for the pick six, and we're going home and getting ready for next week.
There you go. Let's do this again next week, Rob, and let's have another victory.
We're looking forward to it.
Well, that will do it for our broadcast today. We thank you for joining us, and we will see you next week, most likely Saturday. It will be a home game against either Argenta or Athens. We don't know an exact time yet for you, but we will be on the air most likely next Saturday afternoon. So we hope you have a great rest of your weekend. For Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart, and also, Rob, you got something else?
Yes, don't forget to turn your clocks back tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's right, 2 a.m. Saturday night.
Spring forward, fall back.
There you go. Also, our thanks to Dennis Poland, our board operator, keeping us entertained all night. So thank you very much, Dennis Poland. We'll do this again next week. For Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart. This has been Red Hill Saluki Football on The Legend.
This Red Hill Saluki's football broadcast is a DLC Media production. This Saluki's broadcast is brought to you by Blondie's and the Port, Larry Bob's Pizza, WTHI TV 10, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Jay's Hilltop, Casey State Bank, Rutgers Candy, Varner Service Center, Leggett Lumber, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Embraugh Federal Credit Union, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Lawrence County Health Department, Bridgeport Banking Center, Sweet Teas, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, and Ford's Photography. Keep it tuned to 99.3 FM and 910 AM WAKO, The Legend, all season long for Red Hill Saluki Sports.